This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that is working the night shift, taking you home, floating on a cloud of velvet, and kissing you gently, right on the forehead, with smooth times and jazz.
Yeah.
No, God, you ruined it.
Hold on. Let me do a good one.
No, you ruined it.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Do you know what this is supposed to?
No.
You guys are both no.
All right, so this one's David and I.
Yeah.
This is going to be David and I just talking about values.
Yeah. Amy and I are going to go to Skid Row and get fucked.
Good God, what are you doing?
Neither one of you.
It's 11 in the morning.
Dog, I don't...
He made it sexy.
What I did is weird. What I
you
did
guys
was weird
don't know
enough.
What sexy means is what I just learned.
I did that one time in Laura's ear when we weren't doing it, but I just like, was like, yeah, she'd say
no. I feel bad.
She was bummed for sure.
No. I wanted to start us off on a smooth vibe.
You did.
Because I'm hungover.
That was fantastic.
It wasn't my best improv, but you know.
Well, I've seen your best improv.
Too. Yeah, it was Portland, Oregon.
You peaked 2004. Already.
Yeah. When we used
I mean,
to get
improv
drunk.
Peaked in 2004.
Isn't
it? Yeah. Damn.
I said it. I said it.
Everybody, take your headphones out so your ears don't burn off.
Yeah. No. Evil man, let them shits pop.
Hot take, nephew.
I want you to feel it.
Got good and drunk last night.
Hell sure. Yeah.
Ran into the Jizzlent at a house party.
Oh, yeah. Getting stoned as hell.
Bree Pruitt show? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was Bree Pruitt
friend
show.
Friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast.
Yeah, but it's somebody else's house. And then, yeah
oh,
man.
Sarah's house, maybe. Oh, I should have gone to that.
You mm-hmm. should have. We were getting blazed.
You
I know how much
this
you
hangover.
Love that shit.
I know. I love it.
Yeah. We were talking off getting accomplishment drunk.
Uh-huh.
Celebrating that new promotion.
Dangerous.
3 weeks in a row.
I celebrate you celebrating.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been celebrating because I'm like, dude, Ian did some dope. Yeah. I'm about to get bucked.
And then I'm happy you're happy. Dog. So I'm celebrating that.
Yeah, I'm celebrating the entire catalog.
The whole thing.
And we're all celebrating the roost except for enemy the podcast, Mike Malloy.
Enemy of the podcast, Michael Malloy. I went to the
Who
roost.
Made a goddamn stink about it last night.
I was at the roost last night with friend of the podcast, Sean O'Connor, and then just general friends, Julie McCullough, sure. Jared Moskowitz, Chase Mitchell was there. Just a wonderful crowd. Justin Shane showed up. Just some TV folk.
Mm-hmm.
Having a great time. Nobody bothering us. Cheap drinks.
Sure.
Excellent service.
And do they know? Now,
not
here's
that
a question.
Cheap.
Do they know what your drinks are before you order them?
As soon as I walk in, they know my drinks.
That's nice. Does it smell like pretty good food in there? It
smells like, pretty good food.
Prompt service,
also
I
also overpriced.
Delicious food. Chicken
wings. Wait, whoa. Do we have a second?
Where are you going in Los Angeles where the drinks and the food are much cheaper than the roost?
I've been on Team Malloy for a little bit on this one.
No. You guys can be on that team.
But we live in Glendale. There are cheaper dive bars than the roost. The roost is milking us, dude.
No. Which other bar lets me steal chicken, Amy?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. So David, Ian, myself, and Mike, we've all had our situations where we were in the wrong.
All of us.
Every single one of us at that place. And any other bar would have been like, well, you can't come back in. The last time I was at the roost, the dude shook my hand when I walked in.
He now, don't shook you my think that's hand. Worth an extra $2
shook
a
it.
Shot?
That extra $2 a shot is wiling out insurance.
Yeah.
It's like paying, we got full coverage.
And
it's
I need premium, insurance. Baby. Because I'm gonna break that other car.
Exactly.
He needs collision coverage.
These headlights are going to fall off.
It is wiling out insurance. It's cash only, so I support whatever shady shit is going on there in the back.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
under the table.
Like their bootleg restaurant that they have. There's
no permits for that for sure.
Yeah.
They might as well have tiny little coffee tables on the bar that I can put my money under so it's under the table. I don't care at all. Yeah. They can do whatever the hell they want
with it.
Yeah. We should start gambling in there. Let's do
it. We could 100%.
Are you, because I've turned out a bar into a gambling bar before.
We can play chop poker in there, dude. You know they
No,
got
we're playing
knives.
Dice and only dice.
Okay.
But all the weird ones, deuces loose, 1/4/24, sure. Yeah. Well, CeeLo.
I wish you guys imagine what David's doing with his eyebrows, and whatever you're imagining, that's what he's doing.
I love dice gambling.
You were doing weird eyebrow moves with
it. Oh, yeah, because I get weird with it.
Me and the door guy running a sports book in the women's bathroom, too. Big board and everything. Come on in.
Big board.
The number one underground LA sports book in the county.
And if you've never been in that bathroom, it is like a Tetris game in the men's bathroom. I don't know what the women's is like. They have a little piece cut out of the stall door so it can get by the sink. That's how bucket it is. In there.
And I always pee in the toilet because, you know, I'm cut from a different cloth.
I pee in the sink, bro.
I will give a couple points to the roost on the women's restroom because they keep the soap in a country crock tub.
Yes.
Oh, just like mom used to do.
You guys had soap?
Confusing as a kid, honestly. Where do I put this?
There are other good dive bars in Glendale. TG's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
TG's
know,
fun.
But like the thing we were talking, I've waited for like 15 minutes for a drink at TG.
Everywhere else in LA, I feel like you wait forever.
Also, the last time I went to TG, I took a shot and then walked outside and barfed. And I'm not...
It's not good juju.
I'm not going to take responsibility for that. It's their fault.
Yeah.
Now...
This is what you guys like about the roost.
Yes, that has also happened at the roost.
Yeah. No responsibility roost.
Yeah, it's like your friends in high school with bad parents. Yeah. They're like, you can drink in the basement.
Yeah, we'd rather have you do it here.
Yeah, like there are fights down there. I know. I don't care, you know. You guys are just young.
Right? I refrained last night from partying. I told these two, but I didn't tell you yet, Amy. Last night, Laura got to town, and I had this whole grand gesture planned out in my head. So we got a hotel room, and I made on the bed a heart out of Starburst with an arrow going through it.
Romance.
And my plan,
straight to his dong.
My plan, I didn't even think about that, but it would have been pointing straight to the bad dude. But so I was going to be like, I go, text me when you land, just so I had a time frame, and I was going to be in the bed with the heart on one side and like some low lights. And
he was getting ready to put the bad dude in the good place.
Yeah. So I had the door unlatched.
Having a Blink-182 cover of a Sade song playing.
Sweetest taboo.
Coast to coast, LA to Chicago. This is no ordinary love.
No, 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 no.
Because he's a smooth operator. No need to ask, he's a smooth operator.
You're too good at that.
He's a smooth operator.
Ladies and gentlemen, Travis Barker.
Oh, man.
That's now I'm lightheaded, dude. Now
every time, I wear the belly shirt in here, we end up getting sweaty.
Yeah,
that's nobody understands. Yeah. What
it's like Tiger wearing the red shirt on a Sunday. Yeah. You know some shit's gonna pop off.
I feel like the listeners think I just blacked out.
So I had a time frame for when I thought she was gonna get to the room, and I thought I had like 5 more minutes left, and then I see the door open, and I'm standing there, not in the bed yet, in my mesh shorts, watching 22 Jump Street. Standing up.
Not even 21, guys.
I look at her like she did something wrong. I was like, oh shit, you're early. I was going to be in the bed waiting to be unwrapped. Not to be confused with unwrapped, like I am the Montreal.
Hey, you got a little wordplay? Not for long with that kind of fucking clever shit.
So that was my party. She was stoked. I mean,
what was the plan? The fuck on top of the Starburst?
The plan is
that's
to not
always
do much.
The plan.
Sticky icky.
All you gotta do is not do much the whole relationship, and then when we make a Starburst heart, she's like, you fucking smooth operator.
Oh. It's precious. She's like, this is how you try.
Yeah.
That's cute.
And I got a haircut, dog.
Yeah, you're doing it.
Yeah, I'm in there. Anyway, that was my
Yeah, it's your girlfriend.
You're like, you're like a kitten bringing us a dead bird. It's like, oh, that's for you, that's what's nice.
Yeah, I don't want it every day.
You think I like this.
I appreciate
you. That's nice.
Now, the man who put those Starbursts on the bed is one Sean Jordan.
What's up, dog?
Sean S. Jordan.
Still on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Still doing it.
Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan.
Yeah,
on
the gram.
Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal, dude?
Nothing, man. You're looking at about to go whale watching
mm-hmm.
Tomorrow. Gonna go on a 4.5 hour cruise, dog. Going
Catalina?
Whale watching.
He's going to Santa Barbara.
Santa Bizzle, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
He's going to Saint Barbara. We were talking in the car about how that's like you like that because it's something.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you gonna? Yeah.
So the thing is, we would. I'm not saying you guys wouldn't do that with me, but it's just never gonna come up.
I'm saying it should.
It should.
We You're should, right. and all of us. And when I say we, I mean all the listeners too. You should keep an eye out for those little opportunities.
Uh-huh.
We hate, what, instead of just hanging out on the couch one Saturday, what if we go whale watching?
Yeah, yeah. You gotta make a plan, advance plan.
We gotta start doing that.
You know, you introduced me to going to the driving range. I didn't know how to hit a fucking, I still don't, but I can connect a little bit.
I'm trouble out there, dude.
We could go thrifting.
Yeah.
We could go grifting.
Yeah.
Well, one
day. We should set up a grift.
Yeah.
Grifting?
Well, at the roost. Well, that's the whole thing.
What are you guys doing? We're going to go grifting. Is it legit?
Well, I'm going to an outdoor movie tonight. I plan this kind of shit all the time.
That's amazing.
Oh, well, yeah.
They have movies outside
Blazing Saddles
now?
In Griffith Park.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what?
You just got to see
You're
going to
go see Blazing Saddles outdoors.
Put it on your calendar. You buy a ticket.
Yeah.
That's how I live my life.
Are you bringing a blanket?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have like a little...
A picnic basket?
A cushy blanket and a picnic basket. Yeah. You didn't say picnic. I said picnic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't put that on me.
Picnic basket?
Oh,
I would
man.
Love to go whale watching with you, Sean.
Right? Me too. Yeah.
I mean, just all
deep
those...
sea fishing, whale watching. Yeah. I go see some goats out in the country and eat their cheese.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I mean,
man. Pet some goats.
Yeah.
Go to like a cave.
Let's go to San Juan de Capistrano and watch the sparrows, dude.
Go to like a cockfight.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Bring our pit bulls. Go down to San Diego, wear pastel shorts, and have a nice meal.
Did you say cop or cock?
Cock.
Listen, I said what I said. All right?
Cop fight.
They got underground cop
fights. Either way, I got 20 on the fat one. You know what I mean?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
the guy who's got 20 on the fat one.
Hey.
The G is silent.
What a terrible catchphrase.
I got 20 on the fat guy. Yeah, David's doing a whole catchphrase thing on stage now. I don't know how I feel about it.
Just went to someone's grammar Twitter and their caption was, I got 20 on the fat guy, followed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think mine is like a too short quote usually.
Yeah.
I think it says, like, if you don't like my dirty raps, you can go to hell or something like that.
I'm not going to say it.
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram.
Yes, sir.
What do you got coming up, man?
I have absolutely no gigs that start the day that this drops.
Stop it. Come
through
on.
Monday.
Right.
I have no gigs in the greater Northwest area with two of my good friends. I have no gigs. No one on this podcast is going to inform you of any gigs that I have that weekend.
No.
The next weekend, though, catch me at the Velveeta Room in Austin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what? You'll get the cut of the door that you just earned, okay?
Yeah, and then, you know, High Plains. I haven't even told you guys, I got some big news coming up.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
we'll talk after.
Oh, I'm very excited for
but,
that.
But yeah, it's going good. I'm happy.
I love when you
are. Are we going to be doing some more accomplishment drinking soon?
Oh, yeah.
Girl. I'm very
excited.
This is
how comedians die.
I want to like turn the recording off and find out now.
I know.
We'll find out after.
Yeah.
But High Plains, though, just to touch on that. So for everyone who's been asking, the ticket link, we don't have it yet. As soon as we have it, we will tweet it out and everything, but if you're looking, if you want updates, go to the High Plains website and sign up for their mailing list, because then as soon as the schedule comes out, and I want anyone, if there's any fans, thank you, first of all, you're fucking awesome, but we want you to be able to get in before people who just have a wristband and are just going to go. So I'll post as soon as we know when it's up, but just pay attention to High Plains website.
Can I say secondly about that show? Mm-hmm. You do not need to bring me any Cutty Sark.
No.
I repeat, don't bring me any Cutty Sark.
Bring it for me. David.
Bring it for me.
We're going to get free booze all that weekend.
We will already be drunk.
Yeah.
We will already be stoned.
We're all going to be there.
If you're going to bring us get cash, just please cat no.
Yeah. 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 Duffel bag. I'm not going
to
tell.
Just kidding on the couch.
Honestly, other things you need to travel with. Maybe some clean socks, you know, a couple pairs of underwear.
Yeah. I bought some socks on the train the other day.
Maybe like a t-shirt with Santa Claus is dunking, you know, a present into an escalator.
That would be good.
You know, double XL tall. That's what I want.
No, I get lotions and toothpaste at the hotel now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to bring me like a fanny pack with a shark laying in a beach chair with sunglasses and it says Life's a Beach on it, that's the kind of stuff I'm looking for.
If you
want
to bring me a hat that says, I got 20 on the fat guy in old English lettering.
Yes.
If you want to bring preferably a snapback.
Three of those. If you want to bring three of those. If you want to bring a Shane's ponytail, that's the kind of stuff.
Shane will be there.
We want.
The more details you have, like if there's documentation, like if you have footage of you cutting off Shane's ponytail,
the price goes up.
Extra 10 grand.
10 grand is, let's be very clear here, the floor.
Yeah.
All right?
Of the bounty on Shane's ponytail?
It goes up if there's video of it happening.
I want you to walk up to Shane and I want him to be like, is that phone recording? And then you'll be like, no, I shut it off. And then set it on the ground. And he'll think you shut it off because he's a simple man. And then you leave the audio on. And then we hear the scuffle that ensues when you cut his ponytail off with a machete.
If you use a machete, a katana, or any other form of ancient Japanese weaponry, that's an extra $250.
If you castrate his ponytail, put the ponytail thing so tight that it just falls off.
Okay, I think a smaller device that's less sharp should be more money.
If you...
the butter knife is going to take a while. Oh, that's commitment.
Yeah, that's a good call.
That's commitment.
That's a two-man job to cut that one off with a butter knife.
You got to distract him for a good hour.
Yeah, that's an operation.
If you style his hair into kind of a
whole
fun
cheese plate.
Guy Fieri look.
Sure.
After you cut the ponytail off, that's an extra $300.
Yes, there it is. So all this, and you know, we'll have a graph. We'll have a pie chart.
Now. Okay.
Just in case any of you psychos like Pants Lasagna are listening, don't actually do this.
Yeah. Pants Lasagna is just gearing up in his room.
Because I've gone drinking with a few of you AFE fans now, and some of you would do this. So don't.
Just watching the Saw movies on mute while they're listening to this. I'm like, I will.
You're doing like the fucking, you're doing the Cape Fear workout.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Don't actually cut off Shane's ponytail.
Do the Cape Fear workout.
But like, do, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I just said?
Take this as you will.
Yeah.
Sure.
In court, I didn't, don't do it is what I said.
Buy his album because he's a saint.
We love you, Shane.
Established 1980.
We're not even going to make fun of you at all on this episode.
I didn't say shit.
Late garbage ogre.
Lunch meat superhero. I thought of that one the other day.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited to see him.
Yeah, really.
It's going to be the most fun weekend in Denver.
It's going to be so fun.
Nobody die, okay?
Are you going to be there?
The elevation is high.
Elevation.
I just read that.
I might die. You two song. I might die.
People kill themselves more often in higher elevations.
We're not gonna kill ourselves.
No, God.
What?
Well, technically, we're choosing
You think it's gonna be me who takes me out?
I want me to be around. No.
I got a long list of enemies, and I'm on it, but I'm towards the bottom.
I'm at the top of the list of my own enemies, dude.
Telling us to make sure we don't die in Denver, Colorado at the High Plains Comedy Festival is Amy Miller.
Hello.
At Amy Miller on Twitter.
Yep.
At Amy Miller on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Amy Miller Comedy on Instagram.
Amy Miller Comedy on Instagram.
Yep.
What's what the fuck?
Well, I'll also be at High Plains trying not to die.
Yuck.
But before that, I'm going on a little tour with my good friend Chris Charpentier.
Okay.
And a third comic who won't be named.
Oh. Whoa.
But he's got $20 on the fat one, if you know what I mean. David and Chris and I are coming to delight you in Salem on August 2nd at the Capital City Theater.
That's the day this comes out, right?
Right. Salem, Oregon.
Tonight, Salem, Oregon. Sunday, Portland, Oregon.
Fun.
Siren Theater.
Another
Sunday
dope place.
Sunday the 5th, yes. Mm-hmm. Monday, August 6th, Laughs Comedy Club in Seattle. All those tickets are available on those websites.
Oh,
or go
really?
To my Twitter or my website.
Going up to Laughs.
Laughs Comedy Club on a Monday night.
Neato Frito.
More people show up, more money we make, and the more I take from David because of his lack of promotion.
I did a funny thing. I'm not even technically supposed to.
I'm Suge Knight on this tour,
dude,
okay?
I'm not even technically supposed to be over here. I'm on probation, you know what I mean?
He's supposed to be in Maryland right now. David's on house arrest in Maryland in a condo that he owns.
His blue crab racket got busted by the FDA.
That's what I get for selling him out the Motel 6.
But they were cool
they
about
call
it.
They caught me crab trapping.
Yeah. Crab trapping.
Oh, we're going to see a lot of Motel 6s.
Oh, I love Motel 6.
Me too. I like the hardwood floors.
Yeah.
It feels cleaner to me.
I like it when you wake up and they got a waffle bar at the Super 8.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's so much cheaper. I'm just fine with it now.
You know, you can get it at a waffle bar. Waffle toppers.
Waffle toppers.
Waffle toppers.
Waffle toppers.
Waffle toppers.
Well, that was what it was.
Oh, I've been known to waffle when I'm topless.
Yeah. David, which kind of 40 do you want? And why don't you have your shirt on in the gas station? Well, I'm waffling
just
between.
Give me a beer!
I want the wet one.
Man, I gotta say, I think I'm jacked up on cold brew right now.
Dude, I'm like, this shit I'm is fucking strong. Flying right now.
Yeah, I'm wired. It feels like I'm about to get cocaine jaw.
You know, real quick, I did forget to say that I'm doing the business Angeles on August 6th.
You had your chance.
It is at
blew it.
Little Joy.
Nobody go.
Then I'll be doing Good Heroin Echoes on August 4th. Or no, Stories in Echo Park. On August 4th, Good Heroin, in Los Angeles.
Go see those.
Done
Please
deal.
Listen to my podcast, Who's Your God?
Oh, after you listen.
Wanda Sykes was on it.
Say it louder.
Yeah.
My podcast, Who's Your God, is very good.
Okay, now you're going to, now's the time you're going to shrink. You've just been here busting singers. Now you're gonna hide your light
Wanda
from the world.
Wanda Sykes was on it.
Yeah, take it out from under the bushel. Let it shine.
Who's Your Godcast on Twitter? Check it out. It's amazing. Claire O'Kane's our guest this week.
After you listen to every All Fantasy Everything a fifth time and all the other HeadGum podcasts, please, please listen to Amy's podcast.
Please do.
Thank you.
Yeah, desperately want you to do that.
But again, those first ones first.
You guys like when I get fake modest?
Yeah, it's weird.
No, I don't feel good about it. You're like a professional wrestler.
You can see how quiet. Know?
My blood's running cold, and it's 100 degrees out.
It is.
The person whose blood is running cold is Ian Carmel.
Playboy.
Ian. Hi, it's me, Ian. God, I hate my name.
Hello, me.
It's me again. Me, bro. At Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram.
Sure.
At Ian Carmel on Jewish Bumble. I mean, listen to All Fantasy Everything. Come see Good Looks this last night. The first and third Wednesdays in LA. I don't know what else. Buy 9.2 on Pitchfork from Kill Rock Stars Records.
There it is. Yuck, yuck.
And Ian Carmel. Watch the Late Late Show with James Corden.
Please
watch our Tom Cruise sketch. Shit's crazy.
That shit is so tight.
Crazy. We
From what I hear, he's intense.
He's an intense man. He's like camping, dude. He is intense.
Intensity,
like
intense city.
Cirque du Soleil, bro. Intense,
Live
dog.
At Budokai, dude. Real life
he's
Gonzo.
Like a corn dog stand at a state fair, bro. He is in. And then the second word is tense. But one word.
Sure.
That
intense.
Kind.
Yep.
He's fucking cool, though, man.
I know the
Scientology stuff wigs people out, and like
Jason Lee
is bad, and like is bad, and the shady shit.
Must be working for him.
But like, I know all that shit. But listen, it's still just cool to meet Tom Cruise, man.
It's fucking
Tom Cruise.
His name is Tom Cruise.
Yeah, his name's Tom Cruise.
So crazy that his name is Tom Cruise.
His real name is Tom. His name is Tom Cruise.
Mapother. Tom Mapother.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise Mapother.
Yeah. But, I mean,
he knew.
Yeah,
he knew Tom Mapother wasn't going to be jumping out of airplanes.
You know,
Tom Mapother doesn't know how to use a toothpick.
Nah, dude.
I had a bit that I used to do at Best Buy. Probably did it four times in my life.
Love a Best Buy.
Where I walked up with two Tom Cruise movies, and I would say something about like, "Where do you think I should set the cruise control?" to one of the employees.
Yeah.
And,
wait, that was a bit that you walked. I thought you meant you. No, you did this.
I did this in Best Buy.
Now you've done, and you've done it multiple times,
like four times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did it one time in Oregon, okay. Like three times at the Sioux Falls Best Buy. Where I'd walk up to an employee, and be like, "Where should I set the cruise control?"
Who did you just do Random. It for yourself? Were you just doing it for yourself? Like,
no, I was always with somebody.
Okay, I thought you just went in like, "Man, I'm feeling down."
I got 20 minutes to kill before this movie.
Well, if I was feeling down, it made me feel worse because it never got a laugh.
That's criminal.
I laughed at it every time.
You should have hucked him at him and been like, watch out, cruise missiles.
You know, you're cruising for a bruise and I'm throwing bricks at him holding a Tom Cruise missile.
You're hucking something at somebody. You know,
those social bits.
For
God's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Now a nice calm energy falls over the podcast.
Laker girls.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Yo! Laker girls.
It's creepy hours on the podcast. We are not gathered here to say Laker girls all creepy right in your ear. Like directly, if you're wearing headphones, directly into your ear holes.
Yuckzilla.
Ear holes. I hate when people say that, and now I hate myself.
It's like mouth hole.
I'm gonna leave. Yeah.
When you put the whole pie food into your mouth hole and watch some sports ball with the game point.
Oh
God. Fuck you, Chris Hardwick. Fuck you. fucking sports ball. I will fucking all right. And that's the least of your worries, but
right.
We're not gathered here to say fuck you, Chris Hardwick, although it's fun. We are gathered here in beautiful downtown Los Angeles.
Woo. Just a whisper.
Yeah.
From Skid Row.
In the immaculate HeadGum Studios, basking in the glory of super producer Marissa.
Ah, there she is, right over there. She's waving.
Waving. Saying God, hello to everyone, even the haters. And there's no haters.
It can't be.
If they are, they're not listening
even
right now.
Even Shane, when he fuck eat shit, all fantasy, everything. Love you, Marissa. That's like, you know you're doing it.
Y'all need to get y'all shit together. We're here to draft barbecues.
Yuck-zilla.
It's the middle of fucking summer, for God's sake.
Boy,
check your calendars. Woo! I mean, I don't know when you're listening to this. Maybe it's December. Maybe it's December 2025. Sean, David, and I have just been gunned down by the Crips that Sean joined, you know. Well, I don't know what's going to happen in the next 6 years.
I don't
years.
Know what's going to happen.
They
I don't know
gunned what that storyline is like. I quit successfully, and they've always been mad about that.
Yeah.
There's always been. And also, I'm the best at the
season. So maybe it became a big gang war, and like, you know, we killed most of them, but it was sort of a like, you know, gun
we
down.
We got guns now.
Blaze of glory in the future. We're riding Triceratops, by the way. That's 2023 when that happens. When
oh,
that
I thought that normal. Was a kind of rims.
No. We're riding literal Triceratops.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're fast.
But also,
so
we should make
blades?
Some rims called Triceratops.
We really should. All
back right, when they're making sedan dualies. Yeah.
We got to do it before next Thursday. Otherwise, somebody's going to jump on that. We hit a good draft barbecues. And just in general, this is like, if you're a regular listener to All Fantasy Everything, going to be kind of like the Malls episode where we just draft anything about barbecues anything. That we like.
Loose.
It's a loose game of poker.
Fast and loose.
And to determine the order of this draft, we're going to do a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors, played between the three of you. And we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oops.
Okay.
All right. Well, Amy messed it up. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Dave
wins.
Prick. Came back the same. I knew it was going to.
Champion.
Why did I do the Champion. Same one?
Now, David, it is up to you to determine the order of the draft. Before you do, I want to remind you that it is a serpentine draft.
And now what does that mean?
That's a great question.
You know, I would think, up to 100 episodes almost, I would think you guys get it. But it's fine. You know,
I'm not
it's,
smart.
So it's sort of like, let's say David had a couple bags of chips when there he came is. Up here.
Okay.
One of them was Doritos. One of them was Lay's.
Hypothetical.
Let's just say. And let's say, you know, you take a bag out of the Dorits. You eat a Dorit. Then you go to the Lay's, you get laid real quick.
Okay.
You're like the
Let's
Lay's
say
were
he
dope.
Offered me some, and you then get... judged me for not wanting any Cool Ranch Doritos.
You judged me for offering you
First
Cool
thing
Ranch
in the morning.
Doritos.
That's
is
sort
what
of
happens.
A that's sort of a deviation from the serpentine draft that I'm trying to. This is for you, Amy. I want you
it's
to understand how the draft works.
Please,
anyway.
Nobody talk during the explanation. It is a very complicated process, and we need the listeners to understand.
Complete silence, please.
Okay.
Now I'm going to start over. Let's say David walks up here hypothetically, with a bag of Doritos and a bag of Lay's.
Sure.
Grabs a Dorit, eats a Dorit, goes to the Lay's. Gets laid. He's like, those Lay's are pretty dope. Goes to the Lay's, gets laid again. Then he's like, I want a Dorit. Goes to the Dorits, eats a Dorit. He's like, those Dorits are pretty dope. Grabs another Dorit, eats a Dorit. So just kind of a back and forth type thing.
Okay.
One at a time, you know?
So in other words.
I think
if you
I
pick
got
fourth
it.
In the first round, you pick first in the second round.
Sort of.
How it
I mean, if you want to, if I
now,
want to live
David,
your life,
the
sure.
order of the draft will be.
Here's how I'm going today.
Yeah.
Sean, David, Amy, Ian.
Ooh, I love that. Thank
God
you.
Damn
Thank you.
You.
Wow.
I'm Usain Bolt running that anchor. So it's, what is it? It's Sean, David, Amy, Ian.
Yep.
Man, I was ready to go dead last because
no,
that's
I know you
what.
Were.
This tour is
I'm ready to
be
go
tense.
Dead lift, bro, because I'm in the gym every day, dog. Now, so with the first pick of the barbecue All Fantasy Everything,
yeah,
Sean, we will find out after this short break. This week's episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club delivers everything you need to look, feel, and smell your best. I use it, but I'm not the only one in the crib who uses it in the Fortress of Solid Dudes. I'm not the only one who uses it. I love it because it makes everything so simple. But Sean Jordan, also loyal Dollar Shave Club user. Talk about it, baby.
It's fantastic. I haven't used, before Dollar Shave Club, I was a big no shaving cream guy.
Yeah.
And now they have that butter.
Yes.
That you can get. And I just like, just as it's called butter, I'm like, yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
Who doesn't want to put some butter on there? And
slather a little butter on the face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they get all the razors. It's such a reasonable price for what they should be. It's like when you buy them at a store, like these should be a little more reasonable.
It's wild. It's like, what am I buying? Like parts for a jet engine? Like, why are they so expensive?
Like I'm Iron Man. I need to shave with Iron Man's razors all of a sudden.
So we're not chopping down trees. It's facial hair, folks.
No, it's, I mean, you know, it's brutish facial hair, but yeah.
And what's awesome about Dollar Shave Club, it's not just shaving anymore, all right? Don't let the name deceive you. They deliver everything you need to look, feel, and smell your best. Shampoo, conditioner, body wash, toothpaste, hair gel, and even a wipe that'll leave your tush feeling clean.
which is nice.
Have you used that wipe?
I haven't. I've never actually wiped
Dog,
before.
The wipe. Oh, you've never wiped?
No.
It is, it's nice. You know,
I'm
going, like,
to start now.
You know what the
things.
Wipe is for? And this, I don't know, we're talking about it, so let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. It's like you come home, you just worked like an 8-hour shift, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Maybe you were sweating in the car.
I
screaming
was.
At people for cutting you off.
Of course I was.
You don't have time to take a shower,
mm-mm.
but you're going out that night. Use that wipe a little bit.
Yeah.
Fresh, dude.
Get down. Get the important parts.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like I don't have time for a full shower, but I want to feel clean. I want to feel fresh.
And then people don't say, hey, did you not take a shower? They say, you smell amazing.
Why do you smell amazing?
You look so clean.
Look at me in the eyes and tell me why you smell amazing. You can look back and say, dollarshaveclub.com.
True story.
That's why I smell amazing. All right. Now, all of Dollar Shave Club's products are made with top shelf ingredients that won't break your budget. You'll feel the difference. Plus, shipping is free with your membership.
Free for the price of on the house?
I don't want to. It's just the low, low price on the house with your membership, all right?
Boy.
For God's sake. Here's a great way to try a bunch of Dollar Shave Club's products if you want to get on the same page as young Sean Jordan God and myself.
Say word.
For just $5, you can get their daily essential starter set. It comes with body cleanser, one wipe Charlie's, the aforementioned wipe we were talking about.
What a cool name.
Their amazing butt wipes. Their world-famous shave butter. What did we tell you about that shave butter?
I'm saying, dude.
Slather it on your toast,
smooth.
Baby. And their best razor, the six-blade executive. Yuck.
Yeah, dude.
Yuck.
Anything called executive,
keep
I want
the blades
it.
Coming for a few more bucks a month. Add an added shampoo, toothpaste, anything else you need. Check it all out at dollarshaveclub.com/allfantasy. That's dollarshaveclub.com/allfantasy. Shout out to Dollar Shave Club.
There it is.
Slather a little butter on your face.
Keeping you clean.
Hook yourself up with some wipes.
Crispy.
Get that executive treatment, baby.
Fresh.
Back to the show. And we're back. Sean Jordan, it is time for your first pick in the barbecue all-fantasy everything draft.
Okay.
You motherfucker.
So, I'm going to pick one specific thing. And I think it's going to leave it open, but I'm going to pick cornhole, bean bags.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Bags.
So I don't know if that, like...
You're going to pick that first.
I knew
games,
you
I'm picking it first.
Say cornhole.
And there was something else
Where
I was going to pick.
Where are you from again?
South Dakota.
What part of the country is
Sioux
that?
Sioux Falls. It's right there in the Midwest.
Oh, there we go. Okay, you're picking cornhole.
It's a fucking game that everybody likes playing, and people don't admit they like playing it. It's
fun.
Like,
I
enjoy it.
Fun. It's
yeah.
fun.
People, it's like looked down on, like it's a bro-y thing, but
is
it's
it
also just
on?
Super fun.
No
I
way,
think
man.
Heavily
I put it up there
on.
With giant Jenga.
Yeah, that's...
I like that it can have a theme, you know? You can have a clown face,
yeah,
throw red
right?
bags into it. You can have a baseball theme, whatever you,
you
want.
You know, it could be Donald Trump's mouth, and you could be throwing truth bombs into
yes!
it.
Yes!
You know? And that's how
or
we're taking them down, by the way.
Or truth dongs
Or truth
it.
Dongs.
It's literally a piece of wood and some sandbags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a beautifully simple
it's
game.
It's so fun.
That's how I've been described.
I don't really like barroom-type games, because for me, the real game, when you're drinking, is right. the art of conversation. But cornhole I do like. I do enjoy cornhole.
I like a fun game where you can talk shit and there's no physical. It's not a physical game.
Yeah.
Those are the best kind of games where you can be like, you can have no skill, completely lucky, just throwing a beanbag, and you can talk all this shit.
Yeah.
It's so fun to me.
And you can stay in the party. It's not like a kickball situation where
right.
you're
yeah.
like,
right.
the 12
nothing's,
of us will be back in 2 hours.
Flying out.
Four blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Nothing's
no.
getting busted. It's just as simple, and it people can watch. You can sit. You can still chill. You can hang out, and it's like a pretty much a staple
it's a
of
cold
every
drink.
That being
it,
said,
it's a fun game that's easy and it'll goddamn get you there.
That yeah. being said, I do feel like horseshoes is the superior game.
Well, don't that's what I'm saying. Don't name other
David.
Games.
Oh,
I didn't know
shit.
If, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I want you to know I put cornhole on my list just to fuck you, but I didn't go first.
No, you didn't. I went first, and that's why I picked
you
it.
Picked
what a
first,
ruthless.
I feel like that's a common play strategy. These days is somebody trying to fuck you in this game.
Because I've won the last 3 weeks, bro.
The fans, yeah, yeah, yeah. You lost in another game, which was putting the poll up correctly, and you lost. You were the Bucks. You were the Buffalo
twice.
Bills of that shit.
I got a double Robert Parrish on that. Old double zero. I put it up wrong, and Ian's like, bro, it's you spelled poll wrong. I was like, yes, I did. And then the other one, I like got the wrong
like
Twitter
hour.
Handle
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
What
you
a
put
dipshit.
Up for an hour or something, yeah.
Moron. Anyway, yeah, cornhole. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And it's growing in popularity, which is fun.
It is getting
I feel
big.
Like it's spreading out of the Midwest, which
yeah,
is a good
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all over the place. Yeah.
You don't even have to make your own anymore.
No.
It's because y'all finally started moving to the coasts.
I mean,
yeah.
it is very quaint in the Midwest, but
sure.
yeah, we started
sure.
to kind of branch out. Just
well, you actually, you know what the Midwest is.
Young and restless,
yeah.
dude.
It's because yeah, you're up yeah. late thinking of cornhole strategies.
Well, it's actually because I'm up late thinking about how to snatch Shane's necklace,
right.
is what it is.
Taking that chain.
Look at that chain.
Give me that chain. That chain.
We're out here chain snatching.
James Lame Chain.
By his album, he's the shit.
James Lame Chain. All
right. Damn.
Yeah.
Tangled Web.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Cornhole, man. It's fun. And you feel like you did something. Cornhole's and somebody
good,
wins.
It is a good game. Yeah, and I like that you can, I mean, it's a game you can play with a drink in your other hand.
Yep.
Sure.
Which is and important
that's
for
key.
Yeah.
It's going to be a through line of this whole Mafka.
It's important for a bizzle, bizzle, quizzle, you know?
Yeah, it is. And that's one of those things, if you said that on the other end of the cornhole game, I'd be like, what was that? I don't know what you said.
I said bizzle, bizzle, quizzle, young Sean Jordan.
Word.
Yep.
I just say word real loud.
Then I take a long pull off a pint glass that only has tequila in it.
Yep. Because you can do that when you're outside.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's not.
There's no rules.
I'm not trying to hide this from God.
No. He knows what I'm doing.
It's out in the open.
I'm out here. He made the world, you know?
Cornhole.
They made the world. I'm out here.
Cornhole. Oh.
Wow, yeah, no.
Young pronoun god.
Yeah.
We all appreciate that. David Boy, it is time for your first pick.
So here's a thing that I love, but mostly this one is from barbecue restaurants, but I still like feel like it's under the barbecue umbrella.
Okay, I already took cornhole.
You need to calm down. I was really thinking about this thing, and I was like, really the majority of the time I eat it is in a barbecue situation.
Yeah.
And it's pork.
Mm. Yeah.
Pork is just pork. Because pork ribs.
Yeah.
Pulled pork. I usually let's only bake it. What do you mean?
List all the things you can go on.
You know what I say when David, I walk up, I go, you got pork.
No, pork. I just don't. I mostly just eat bacon. And other than that, like, I don't buy pork at the store. I don't.
Sure.
But when I'm barbecuing down,
yeah,
pork is my first meat.
Yeah.
Like, I want swine.
Yeah.
I don't even want pork. I want a fat, burnt piece of swine.
Yeah.
Pulled pork.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Pulled pork, hot links.
Yeah.
Ooh. Burnt hot links.
So you're Louisiana taking all hot of link? Pork. We're doing just, that? We're taking all the pork?
Okay. We were so vague.
I think all the porks is
the, the passion of the explanation. You know, part of me, when I first heard pork,
and I
come
understand.
Out of your mouth. Rather than go into it, which I celebrate. there was a part of me where I'm like, do we have to, is this an egg situation? Are we going to have to go back? Is this two? But the passion of your explanation.
Thank you.
And the specificity.
Thank you.
It's folks, just we're going like, to allow it.
For me, it rings barbecue. Like, if I'm eating pork, it's barbecue.
Yeah.
When you go into the deli and you get some pork, do you lean in and you go, I like that swine to touch mine?
No.
All right.
Is that from something, or did you just make that up?
Keith,
are you just trying out
with?
Your bars on us?
What is?
I'll tell you where it came from.
That was
flat. So I'll tell you where it came from. Yeah. I work with this dude Keith. He's a rapper,
okay.
And every time, I mean, like anything goes wrong, if he gets a bad call or something, he stands up and he goes, "I don't let that swine touch mine."
Okay.
So I figured I'd do the opposite.
All right,
did not work.
No,
it was bad. It was bad.
We needed
I'm grown.
Some context.
I can admit that. And but Keith is funny.
No, he's
funnier
sounds,
than
he sounds
me.
Like, he sounds like
he
a cool
sounds
guy.
All right.
I'm pretty angry now.
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
If that was from something, I'd have let it slide, but...
Dude, Marissa is frowning. I've never seen that happen.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, during the break, he told us his big comedy accomplishment, and now he's taking all of pork.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa.
King David.
Okay. All right.
King David's
kind of a Jewish thing. That's a cultural appropriation. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Put a fucking chariot behind the Prius for this tour.
I said Kang, David.
Kang. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
David let that swine touch
his.
The swine touched mine.
Yeah, see, that was tight.
Just because I love you, I'm going to say it too, so people can be mad at
yeah,
us.
Yeah, maybe we'll just like ease it in
you,
throughout the
David,
episode.
David, when you go to the deli counter, do you say, I'm going to let that swine touch mine?
I think it's funnier than you
now
guys gave a credit
for.
Us, bro. Not just me.
Us, dude.
Us, bro.
I'm standing there with you. If you jumped off a bridge, I would. Yeah. Yeah, mom. My mom never said that to me.
Yeah, mom.
Shout out to Say Sue Carmel.
Oh, that's
support
tight.
A friend.
I just like how pissed off Amy is.
I like ribs, okay?
Nothing new. You know what I mean?
Give us the top five porks that you wanted a barbecue.
Porks
top five
that
porks.
I wanted a barbecue?
Yeah.
Ribs, hot links, pulled.
Yep.
Pulled.
Pulled is real.
No, yeah, it's just dope that it's a fun pulled.
Wait, what? Are the other ones real?
No, I mean, that's so special. Because if you get in a barbecue restaurant, that's normal. But if someone pulls it off on a home barbecue,
oh, man. Especially if, like, they're like, oh, I did it with root beer and
God
brown sugar.
God bless you.
Yeah.
They've been making it for 3 days.
Yeah, just stewing in it.
Fuck.
God, we need some root beer in here.
All right, I'm back in on David.
All right, yeah. Can I throw one at you?
What's
fucking carnitas, dude?
Fuck.
Oh,
somebody's
yeah.
cooking up some carnitas at
when
a barbecue.
When somebody makes carnitas,
dog.
I'm wearing so hot.
Dude, I'm wearing like a Team Mexico soccer jersey. I'm fucking in, dude.
I'll also say a pork chop. Throw that on the grill.
Sure,
sure you do.
Yeah,
delicious.
You can.
Wop, wop.
Man, maybe I should just get into pork more.
Dude, yeah.
Let's eat some pork on this tour.
Pork.
Yeah.
Oh, the pork tour?
Yeah. We should have called
it's like
that's
the
what
YouTube,
they were calling, that's what they were calling it anyways.
Porking up the West Coast.
You guys doing a show in Portland?
Come out and see us in
Portland, Oregon. Are you going to be in Portland on Saturday? Just Sunday.
But Saturday, too, yeah. We'll be there the whole weekend.
We're doing
in the city?
Too.
Yeah, because we'll be at Pickathon.
Oh,
we'll be around.
Is that in
Happy Valley.
Oh, okay.
Which also right come see us if you're at Pickathon. It's just hell of expensive if you're not already going.
So. I'd like to say boycott Pickathon. They never asked Portland, Oregon's favorite child, Kevin Duckworth, or me to do it.
I booked the comedy.
What the fuck, Amy?
Yeah, I was going to say, Amy booked me.
I want to turn it down because I play way bigger venues.
They can't afford you, trust me. No offense to all my friends who said yes, but
yeah, hey, you know who they can't afford? 20 on the fat guy.
I got one city where I'm expensive, and that's the one.
This is my most expensive city.
Everywhere else, I am well cheap, dude. I'm like a game of cornhole in somewhere in the Midwest. You know,
sure.
I'll tell you, they did ask. Oh, precious! First year, they said, can we get Ian, Bronger, and Funches?
Ooh.
I said, sure. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's tight.
They might have been able to lure the first two with the promises of alcohol and access to bands, but Funch ain't getting out of bed for that.
New.
Now, Pork, we're gonna let Pork ride, and Amy, we're gonna see what your first pick is.
Okay, my first pick is also a food.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna take potato salad.
Oh,
sure.
Fuck!
But with a big caveat,
okay,
which is if we're at a home barbecue, something to keep it cold.
Okay, yes.
And
yes.
Something
seriously,
to cover it.
The fucking
yeah.
So we're talking about an ice bath and at least a paper towel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't like
those
your
flies get in it.
You don't like your potato salad the temperature of the sun with flies on it?
It is just
I thought
so
that's exactly
dark,
what you
though,
wanted.
Here's when it's 6 p.m. and you're hammered and you're like, I guess I'll eat this again.
Well, me, I
Well, you know what I do when it gets kind of warm? I put it on a cheeseburger.
Let's calm down.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm saying.
Let's all fucking calm down. All right?
I haven't said another guest yet.
Everybody, just fucking chill out.
I have
so
not
excited.
Said.
It's this cold brew. It's got me going.
Put my sunglasses on.
I haven't said one extra guest yet, and I will continue.
Potato salad on an ice bath.
Yes.
With at least a paper towel. That's
I was
going to
take,
one.
Now I can't, so I'm just going to say it, is just salads with mayonnaise in them. That's one of my favorite things about barbecue.
Yeah.
I'm not taking the whole category.
You can't put it's gone. It's
yeah,
gone. I'm
it's
not going to slide in with mac salad
yeah,
after the potato salad is on the board.
That's crazy.
So I would say mayonnaise and some chopped up celery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I like it. Have you ever had somebody, Chris Riggins did this at my house a few times, where he brought potato salad from the store, and then he hooked it up with his own shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
You can do that.
Oh, wait. I love it when people remix the potato salad.
Yeah.
Did he just whip the fuck out of it when he did that?
He came in.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, it was so funny. We were having a barbecue, and he came in, and he was like, I hope you got some mayonnaise and some hot sauce. I'm going to hook up this potato salad. And I was like, I was so sure you meant you were going to make potato salad.
Then he put some hot sauce in it. He put
That's
a little more mayo.
That's the way to do
just,
it, man.
The fuck out of it. Put a spoon in there, just whip the fuck out of it. Holy fuck, I'm gonna get a fucking whip the fuck out of it.
Hooked it up, you know, maybe some bacon,
oh,
maybe
man.
Even some more hard boiled eggs. And you put the spoon in there, then just whip the fuck out of it. That might have been a different version of the one we did previously.
Oh, that's tight.
I'm in a different place in my life.
No, that was dope. Oh.
Potato salad, though, is good.
That's
and the
good
caveat is necessary.
Oh,
yes.
Very, very
it gets,
necessary.
It gets
nasty.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's just like, it feels like a cesspool.
Sometimes
the
hero's got to come along and even stick it back in the cooler for a minute.
Yeah.
Until
yeah.
the next wave of friends shows
Let's
up.
Let's let her cool down for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. I've been
until
out here working.
Then
take
a hero
breather.
Comes along.
I'm gonna take this away from the night shift until the night shift gets in.
Yeah.
They gotta eat.
There's a thin line between a delicious potato salad and a hot mayonnaise mistake.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Where you just you it touches the spoon and it just looks like you just cooked heroin on it.
Yeah.
Like, well.
Hot mayonnaise mistake is another good name for our tour.
Yeah.
Hot mayonnaise mistake. How do you guys, do you guys have tour posters? You go, no, and you just slap someone with a handful of mayo. Get out of here.
That's our band tour.
Yeah.
My name is Amy Miller, and with a hot mayonnaise mistake.
We collectively are the one mistake.
Yeah, we're the hot. It's an experience.
Like Florence and the Machine, dude.
If you think I don't have mayonnaise packets in my glove box, you're fucking crazy.
I never thought that you don't have mayonnaise packets in your glove.
They're just sitting there in your car cooking in the hot, hot sun. Little OMC reference.
Oh, how bizarre.
Yeah.
In Fuck the yeah, hot, dude. Hot sun.
Suddenly red blue lights flashing from behind.
Policeman taps his shades. Is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre.
How bizarre.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby.
You're making me crazy.
You're making me crazy.
Every time I look around.
Every time I look around.
It's in my face.
That was fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
We nailed it. That was really good.
Listen at home. Sean, you want to clarify for him?
That OMC was not here.
That's not, they were not
that
here.
That was actually just the four of us.
Yeah.
All hopped up on cold brew.
They did not rip off the ceiling, rappel in, sing a short portion of their hit song, How Bizarre,
How Bizarre,
rappel back up, and fly back to New Zealand, where didn't I believe they're from.
Really?
Yeah, Australia or New Zealand.
Didn't know that.
Facts, I can barely tell the difference.
Facts up here, dog.
I could never tell the difference.
Neither. No.
Eva. Not noi, nor Eva.
Noi.
Neither.
Time for my first pick, and then also my second, as it is.
Yes, sir, Batidra.
And with my first pick, I'm going to take maybe my favorite thing about barbecues, which is a simple, perfect cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the best.
It's
it
just
gets.
So simple.
You know, I
fucking cheeseburger.
I keep
nothing
them real
crazy.
Simple.
Yes.
I don't go nuts. Crazy. It's like just the cheese. I love looking at the burger on the grill, seeing the cheese melt, and you're
yes.
like, I'm going to fucking eat that thing.
Juice
I'm
is flowing.
Like it's that big thick slice, and uh-huh. it's like sort of starts to like drape over
Ooh.
The burger
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, because it's the store bought like big, thick Tillamook.
Yeah, it's like dusty almost. Yeah. You know what I mean? When you get that like the cheese, you're like, you have to blow it off like it's yeah. a book that hasn't been yeah. opened since the Renaissance.
This cheese was actually in Indiana Jones in the Last Crusade.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
the book.
It was the book.
And even just the cheapest patties in that stack
yes.
where they're all
oh,
stuck
yeah.
together.
Oh, yeah.
Where
they're flipping Pre-mades. Them off and hucking them on. Yes.
Pre-mades are good on the grill.
And so then maybe good. they throw the bun on for just
ooh. A second.
Just
oh,
one
second.
Just one turn around.
That
the
is
carousel.
A secret.
What do yeah. you put on it? That's my question.
That's the
oh,
that's
can
another
we say
part
all
of the simple
this stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, because
I think
you know,
can. Right.
No one's gonna just pick
he,
condiments.
Well,
because
he picked
well, it's simple.
Right?
It's a simple.
I'm not gonna
ketchup.
Yeah.
Okay.
One swipe of mayo.
Okay. Yeah.
And this is barbecue only because I'm a fancy mustard boy.
Yeah.
But at a barbecue,
the
that's just that French's. Just that French's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a little circle of that, and then if they got them. Like if it's a cold lettuce leaf, I'll uh-huh. put that on there too.
Oh, now, Chicago stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Will you ever throw potato chips on there?
Sure, maybe.
That might be something that comes up later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's upset.
All this shit I talk. All this
yeah,
shit I
just
talk.
You just talk so much.
That might come up later.
All right.
That might come up later. But okay. yeah. Yes. yeah.
Yeah. Just a
I
good.
I was going to ask about pickles.
Yes. Well, if there's pickles there. I don't go to a lot of barbecues where there's pickles.
Oh,
I don't,
that big-ass jar of pickle chips? Gotta have
like
it.
Like the coins?
Yes.
See, because I won't put a spear on there. That's
no,
doing
no,
too
no.
much for
no,
me.
No, you want the medallion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
But my one concern with pickle, and I love a pickle on a cheeseburger, don't get me wrong, but at a barbecue, you're doing a lot of standing eating, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And a pickle, if it releases too much moisture, it's going to make that ketchup and that mustard and that mayo
yeah.
into a slurry
yeah.
that might drop down onto the beautiful pastel shirt that I wore for just this occasion.
Yeah, same thing for me, but
you know?
Gray t-shirt.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Which, I knew what I was doing. It's
same
85
thing,
degrees
same
out. What was I thinking?
Same thing for me, but onto my body.
Yeah, onto his naked chest.
He's shirtless for sure.
Onto my
but
sunburned
onto
body.
Onto the boa constrictor you have wrapped around your torso.
Or the deep, deep, Justin Timberlake-esque mid-90s turtleneck that I am wearing. At this
that.
Hot, hot barbecue.
Hot
my
barbecue.
Kimono can take a couple drops
yeah, yeah,
of ketchup. No one's... the pattern is loud.
You guys see Amy? Yeah, she's in a kimono.
No one's going to see it.
Ketchup.
Marissa's custom Overwatch cosplay outfit can take a couple drops of ketchup, all right?
Patterns.
It's been through fucking war. It can take the ketchup.
Yeah, dude.
Simple, perfect cheeseburger. I just
sure.
love a good barbecue. Like,
yeah.
you know, I'll I'll while out and get a crazy cheeseburger sometimes at, right. at a restaurant just to see what they're
Red
up
Robin,
to.
Yeah, Red Robin, you get all wacky or something.
Yeah, put some blue cheese on it. Yeah,
but honestly, crumbles. At this point in my goddamn life, I just want that simple cheeseburger.
You don't
for the
have
most
to impress
part.
Anyone. You know? What are you doing?
God damn it.
Gotta God live damn your life.
I just want that simple cheeseburger.
You have it, Ian.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've totally.
Put society's out here, though, trying to peppercorns.
They are, and they don't leave. Society does not leave, I'll tell you.
God, you know, just let a man live.
They're always out here.
My second pick is when a small bottle or flask gets passed around.
Oh, yeah. That's when Sean Jordan shows up to the party.
Pass the shit, Sean Jordan move, sure. as you call it.
Little game. Simple for anyone that doesn't know. Real simple rules. A game called Pass the Shit.
Yep.
You get a flask or a small bottle or a giant bottle. It could be Boone's, it could be whatever.
Talk about
and you take a drink of the shit, then you pass the shit.
Here's my problem with
simple
pass the
rules.
Shit.
Well, let's hear it. Herpes?
No matter what, no.
Okay.
Every time I played with you, we always drink the full bottle, regardless of size or amount
we
of
have
people.
A, we have a different game that we play. A certain inside game called Finish the Shit.
Yeah, where it's just like happened.
That's high level.
It's happened to
shit.
Me too many times.
It's Russian roulette.
And I'm sitting on too many floors or in somebody's kitchen where I just, me and you, and then we just drank a bottle of JMO.
Yeah.
And now it's 9:45.
Well, that's the problem. That's a pass the game. Shit. You don't count those drinks because you just forget about them.
You don't
count
those drinks.
You forgot. Then, but then at 1:30 when I can barely stand, I got to remember, oh man, we drank that bottle earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me and Sean drank that bottle.
We played
bottle.
That Sean fun Jordan. Game.
Yeah.
We that played game, that one game called
that game
Finish
that didn't
shit.
Seem desperate when it was just the two of us.
Pass the shit's like being everybody's an NFL like... running back. It takes a lot out of you. The career might be short. You know, it's ramifications down the line.
A lot of brain damage.
Serious.
A lot of brain damage.
I got CTE for sure.
Yeah.
Sipping raw cutty? You don't think I'm gonna take a hit for that later on in life?
I know that deal's coming, dude.
Yeah, I gotta pay that piper.
Yeah.
Thought I could just drink in parking lots forever.
I may not have student loans, but there's a bigger bill coming due later down the line. All right?
You know,
you can't get out of that debt.
A one Adam Neuroth is the one who introduced me to that game, friend
Pass
of the podcast.
Shit?
Yeah, he used to was the original show.
Yeah.
It was like a social bitty dude. He walk up to people with a bottle. He's like, hey, let me see that. And he goes, I got a game. And it wouldn't be his bottle. He'd be like, what game called Pass the Shit? Take a drink. And you take a drink. And he goes, no, just pass the shit. And just on down the line. Like it's a joint.
That's
so
awesome. Funny.
It's just great because you're like, you know, you'll be at a barbecue nursing beers, but you're also eating a lot of food. So you're like, sometimes you're in that like, I'm not going to get drunk at
am
all.
Am I super
yeah,
tired?
You're just kind
or
of
am
like,
I ready
yeah,
to go?
Yeah, yeah. It's
and
late
then,
in the afternoon.
Then there's just that little... little bottle comes out,
uh-huh.
and you know it just kicks you up that one notch where you need to be.
Right there,
right yeah. there.
It's know? Always a little bottle too.
Just a little bottle, yeah. It's
yeah,
a little
not
bottle.
Like a full size.
You had a little. We played Pass the Shit at some backyard house show the other night.
Tiny. I bought it specifically so I was like, Ian's gonna get here. I'm gonna get a tiny bottle. No one else is trying to get like tore up. I imagine at this party. So yeah, me and you just played Pass the Shit. Mm-hmm. With that
oh,
bottle.
You know when it hit me was at Tony's wedding. So all they had was beer and wine,
yeah.
and
yeah.
they were sipping, and then all of a sudden. Hammy brought that
Hammy.
Whiskey.
With that, and Hammy rolls up like Thor with his hammer and just sets it on the table. Yada, and there's just a huge,
triumph.
Huge bottle of Old Crow.
I think I said thank God out loud.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, I was so happy.
Like, oh, thank God.
If at your wedding it's either liquor or food. Liquor.
Yeah.
We'll bring some tacos.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah, come on, yeah.
I was going to get Domino's back at the hotel.
Yeah, either way, Bobby.
Either way.
So pass the shit. Amy, it's time for your second pick.
Okay, my second pick, I'm taking a novelty apron.
Shit!
Preferably Ooh. Kiss the
I just,
cook.
I just wrote it down. I just wrote that was going to be my next pick.
Optional matching hat.
Yeah.
You fucking
you gotta,
suck.
That's
kiss
great.
That cook, bitch.
God, you suck. I was just trying to think up puns literally just now.
It could be dad related.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Grill Bill?
Dude.
But you put it on. Oh,
what
yeah.
if there were twins, Grill Bill and Grill Bill Volume 2?
BB Cutie. I don't know.
BB
whatever
cutie.
You want.
Yeah.
Dressed to grill.
Dressed sure. to grill. Built to grill.
Grilling them softly.
Oh, shit.
Grilling them. How do you want it? Grilling them medium, bro.
Lowering grill of the food G's.
20 years, baby. We did it, Brooklyn. I don't know why I said Brooklyn.
Yeah, they're out there. for you, it's for the Hasidic Jewish community you consider yourself a part of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crown Heights.
Crown Heights, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Hank Grilliams Jr.
Oh, fuck okay. Yeah. Hank Grilliams
III. I like that one.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah. Hank Grilliams III.
Grill Cosby over here. You know what I mean? Put your eyes to sleep.
Yep.
What?
Is it my turn?
Yeah. I don't know. We might have more grill puns.
Barbecutie was a pretty good one.
Barbecutie.
Yeah.
Conan the Barbecue?
Steven Seagal, A Time to Grill?
Yeah.
Was that...
To Grill a Mockingbird.
To Grill a Mockingbird.
To Grill a Mockingbird. You were thinking of Hard to Grill.
Oh, I was thinking
Steven
of Hard
Seagal
to Grill.
Steven Seagal starring in Hard to Grill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
It's just...
To Grill a Mockingbird. That was dank.
That's tight.
That was pretty dank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glad you
and a hush fell over the room.
Seven books I've read.
As we're all trying to think of something that's not going to beat
I'm
To
out.
Grill a Mockingbird. Yeah.
I know what it happened.
Yeah, Novelty Apron is fun.
Oh, how about this? Charmar Superstar.
Okay.
All right. Didn't do it? All right.
Yeah, I think
I love him, but he's an obscure reference.
I don't want that swine to touch mine.
How many?
Hey!
How many of these?
Hey, you,
how many of these do I get? Do I only get two? Because I got to leave if it's only two.
Three strikes.
I got to go. All right, I get one more strike.
Rules, baby.
All right.
In honor of Mike Malloy's ass, who will not go to the Roost, baseball rules. Yeah, I love Novelty Apron. You walk in, somebody's wearing that, you're like, all right.
This guy's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe nice... it's like their whole body, like just a shredded body.
Yeah.
That's or a that, fun or one. That like a bikini body, you yeah. know, where you're like, yeah. look, it's my face, oh, but this is a bikini
yeah.
lady.
You know who's a man?
I'm Florida.
A man
Florida,
who wears
David.
A who wear a Novelty Apron?
Who?
Matthew Bronger.
Yeah,
he was born to be a dad.
Yes, yeah. And he's fucking killing it on the grill. Him and Kara killing yep. it on the grill. And there's a Novelty Apron, and you're having a great time.
And he invited all the off-duty cops that live next door, and
yeah.
they all got the sunglasses on the back of their neck.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You see what Bronger's
that's
wearing?
When the sunburned cop fight necks. Breaks up.
Yeah, that's when the cop fight breaks out.
And, David
and that's how I'm going to get this
one.
Money.
Yeah. And we use that money as a seed for the Roost underground gambling operation.
There it is. It
this
sounds
is
one hand washes
really
the
happen.
Other. Yeah, that's
this
the
is
thing.
All really going to happen.
It already sounds like an underground gamble. The Roost. I mean,
I feel like I've taken a lot of steps towards building my empire.
Absolutely.
Today.
It's like one of those things where, like, where you didn't know that everything was going to click.
Yeah.
And then that one thing falls into place.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
Like, oh, this was all part of one
yeah,
ball.
Then you took all of pork,
yeah.
and we knew.
Okay.
You're building something.
All right, so let's find out which other completely broad topic you pick next.
Broad
David, it's time for your second
here.
Pick.
My second pick, because you guys were talking about the aprons, I'm
yeah.
saying working the grill.
Yeah.
Like being the grill person.
Yeah.
It's like, it's very rare that I feel like I've found my place in this big lonely world.
Yeah.
But when I got like a spatula and I'm the guy... It feels so good. And it's like when you're working on some shit and a bunch of dudes, like that Tim Allen joke where dudes come like sniffing around.
Yeah.
Oh, it's what do you rub those burgers with?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I do a mustard rub in my house.
What do you got on that?
And you're like, this is at my house, motherfucker.
Yeah, like, why don't you go back to your house, Bruce?
Yeah. Why don't you take that mustard shit across the street?
Why don't you go mustard rub one out back home?
Well, that's right, Bruce. You don't have a fucking yard, do you? We'll have fun with my goddamn rub.
Hand me that motherfucking shrimp kebab. I'm over here making moves, motherfucker.
And then, like, 3 hours later, you walk up and be like, Bruce, I'm sorry, but I had to let you know.
Yeah,
Bruce,
like,
the territory thing.
You know what it is.
You yeah. understand.
I'm sorry about earlier, Bruce.
Yeah, I don't cut.
You know how it is.
I don't
is.
Come into your lame-ass barbecue and knock the tofu nuggets out of your hand or whatever.
I don't come into your kitchen when you're fucking foreman smoking up the joint because you don't have a yard.
Yeah.
What if I have tofu
making
nuggets
those gray
in
burgers.
My draft?
Those burgers that look like eel. What
yeah.
are those, eel burgers?
Eel burgers.
Oh, yeah. You got vegan patties with fucking... onion chips in them, good for you.
You
Frank.
Got them for all the vegetarians that aren't here because
yeah.
you don't have any friends. Fuck you, Bruce.
Then
get out of here.
Kick your Weber over and walk the fuck out to find a real party.
I like Bruce now. I'm turned around on Bruce. I like
Bruce
him.
Bruce is all right. He's only been divorced 2 months.
He's
we got to give him a while.
About the vegetarians, and I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
Bruce in here with his tan socks and sandals.
He's hopeful.
I'm saying Bruce. It's just nice to have a job at any social function.
Yeah,
that's like why we're comedians.
It takes
because you're like, I gotta get to this.
It
thing.
Takes all the pressure off.
Yeah,
people are like happy about it.
Man.
I like it when they throw you curveballs. When all of a sudden they're like, "Hey, I know this is weird, but." I showed up with a bunch of shrimp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Well, why don't you make a couple boats?
I got a trout.
Give me some Old Bay
yeah.
and some butter, and I'll make this happen.
You're the MacGyver in the shrimp situation?
Yeah.
So you say it takes the pressure off. For me, I think working the grill is a calling, and I have not heard that calling because I feel the pressure. If yeah. I'm on there, I'm like, I'm fucking up.
I avoid it.
It depends on the meat for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck your ribs up.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you could fuck a burger up.
Burger, yeah. Dogs, like
other foods.
I can do seafood. Yeah. I can do seafood now.
Pork foods.
Yeah, I can fuck chicken up on there. Yeah. I can, okay. I'm good with the chicken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is a call. It is.
I don't know if
tight.
You guys follow Marcella in comedy on Instagram, but you can see me grilling there the other day.
Yep.
Just oh, little... you did the dogs at on deck, right?
Yeah, I did the dogs at on deck.
It's
I've
like,
been.
It's a gift.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's one of those dope other skills.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like a skill that I got young to, like, I would eat, because my mom used to have barbecues all my life. So, like, even when I was, like, 12, 13, you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm over here.
Yep.
You got to get the heat right. Yeah. You got to be able to work with a new system no matter where you go.
Yeah,
it's so
you
got to
be able to feel
like
it.
Like comedy.
It's like a lot of, it's a lot of feeling. It's just like, yeah. Take the chicken off. How do you know? I just fucking know, Jeremy.
Jeremy's Bruce's friend.
Jeremy and Bruce, dude.
Yeah.
Jeremy and Bruce came in the same Del Sol.
Why don't you fucks go get me a Bud Light?
Jeremy sat in the back seat directly behind Bruce.
Yeah, he did.
Even though it's not an Uber, but he just...
Jeremy, you can get up front. Yeah, Bruce.
Sit next to me. I'm still next to you, Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce.
Oh, man. Yeah, man working in the grill. That work in the grill. That's... I like having that job.
Sean Jordan, it's time for your second and your third picks, as it is a Serpentine draft.
Yachtzilla. So I'm going to throw you guys for a little bit of loop here.
Do
but
it, bro.
For me, this is something I love about a barbecue, grilled vegetables. Because I don't eat vegetables
and
a lot.
And that's the only time you do
and
it?
And that's basically the only time that I enjoy a vegetable is if it's like grilled zucchini or something with like seasoning on. Oh my God, I love it.
Are you talking about a skewer situation?
Or no,
whatever. Just throw it on there.
I was just thinking of like grilled, like people, I was specifically thinking of grilled zucchini.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But like people are just, when they just grill up vegetables, I just absolutely love it.
Nice
and
squash.
And for me, yeah, like I don't.
Cauliflower in there. So
yeah. Oh,
any of it. All of it. And I can like, even if I'm not feeling it, I can put a little barbecue sauce on it.
Yeah.
You do that with regular cold cauliflower, you're a fucking lunatic. If you do it with grilled. That's pretty buck, dude.
Agree to disagree.
If you're doing that, you're standing in front of an open fridge. I'll say that.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe the barbecue sauce is
in your hand.
Yeah.
It's just cupped in your hand like a bologna boat.
Dude, you're just looking for something to dip at
then
that
you,
point.
Then you run it under the sink, but not for long enough, and there's still a little barbecue sauce on your hand.
You know you're going to get it on the PlayStation controller, but fuck it.
It ends up on your genitals when you jack off, because it's that kind of day.
Or someone else's.
Sure.
It ends up on mine. If I started in the fridge with a cup full of barbecue sauce, I'm not going to end having sex with a person.
Never.
That's never.
I'm hoping not to see another person that day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing this because I'm alone.
I'm mad that Sean's home. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those kind of days.
Yeah, this is me.
Standing right next to you like, hey, man, can I get the barbecue sauce yet or what? And you're like, go.
You're
out
not
of
here,
sight.
Dude.
Get out of sight, bro.
I know you're here, but you're not here, dude.
Go watch that live Steve Miller Band concert that's playing on YouTube in the living room.
On the Access Channel or whatever.
On the Axis channel.
Whatever that weird channel they used to play at Helium, where the concerts would be on all the time.
Weirdos. Yeah, I like a grilled vegetable because I'm never thinking that way. I'm always thinking like, let me get a burger, let me get some whatever.
What your boy, Ian Carmel,
sure.
is going to do later is I'm going to do this, I'm going to yak up some fucking zucchini mm-hmm. with a little bit of, just a little bit of Parmesan on top of it with a black pepper.
Just a skosh.
Squeeze a lemon,
yes.
for sure.
Yes, I'm going to make you that.
Asparagus, oh shit.
Oh God.
So good.
That's another one that is clutch at a barbecue, just the asparagus. Like people grow.
I love asparagus, man.
Yeah,
I love that it makes your pee smell weird. I wish other food had weird effects like that.
Sure,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I wish just like there was a kind of vegetable you ate, and then one of your fingernails turned purple just for like 24 hours.
Yeah, or like some fruit you can eat to make you smarter.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like but just for a day.
Limitless raisins.
Yeah, sure. Limitless raisins.
I mean,
even just over there draining the raisins.
Oh man!
You know, it's just like it's a type of fish you eat, and you have one dreadlock coming down the side of your head.
Yeah.
It should happen more often. Why is it just asparagus?
I don't know. I haven't eaten all the fishes yet.
That's true. Well, we're gonna get in the ocean. Sean, it's
like
we
got
pick.
A winner goal.
All right, the third pick is going to be the age range. I like a barbecue because there's kids running around, there's old people running around, and they're like, it's the, you know, he'll tell you the war story at the barbecue.
Yeah.
And then you don't even have to ask. You just sit down, all of a sudden you guys are the same age. There's fucking 9-year-olds running around. You don't have to show them that you're hammered. You can compose yourself.
Yeah.
And then you can just not get nervous around kids. I do. I've always got nervous around. Ian's over there throwing them like beanbags.
I love the danger of watching a toddler around the grill, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Like,
yeah.
Don't touch that, but that's how we learn. Sip, sip, sip.
Don't touch it, but touch
my,
it.
My stepdad threw a water balloon at me at a barbecue once, and I, like, caught the top of the grill with my chest because I didn't have a shirt on.
Ooh.
And you've never forgotten it.
No, no, no. It was on my birthday.
I just like a good,
Yeah.
You just slide it. Yeah, no, it was on my birthday. Yeah. There's your present, some knowledge.
Yeah.
Can't buy that at Target.
These grill marks on your chest forever. Look like a goddamn Whopper when I take my shirt off.
Look like a goddamn Whopper with your shirt off.
No, it's just like one little scar.
Is it still there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice, dude.
Damn.
Yeah. You kids, know, man. Just everybody running around.
I like that one.
Having fun at the old barbecue.
No, that's a good one. And it's like, especially I've had multiple times where like somebody's dad told me some crazy shit.
Yeah.
At a barbecue where you're like, whoa, oh, yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Or you finally get to that point like with your friend's dad or something where you're like, okay, now we're friends, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. Like I'm a man now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that when they started giving you beer at the barbecue,
yeah,
like pivotal. 17, 18, like, yep. Hey.
You're talking to a dude who has a Kinect's Auto Part t-shirt tucked in stonewashed jeans without a belt.
Yeah.
But like he's got a pager.
Somehow you're connecting.
Yeah, yeah, that is great.
Oh, my Uncle Tim.
Must be talking about my Uncle Tim. He's got a hat that says Lincoln, Nebraska on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's got those shades on it. Got that horseshoe underneath it.
Then he's like, Sean, what kind of homemade schnapps do you want? And I go, cinnamon. He's like, here's your own bottle.
Yeah.
You know, one of those.
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
You know? What could go wrong?
He'll stop. He's going to stop.
He'll hit the limits, you know?
Yeah. Somebody saying, like, I used to do this when I was a kid, too. Yeah.
He's not going to test it every single day. Sure.
As long as there aren't any 14-year-olds there, because I don't need their fucking attitude.
You don't want mid-range kids.
The kids there in the corner of their phone.
You don't want mid-range kids.
No mid-range.
Right after high school should be the young bucks or children.
Yes.
The kids wearing the fucking
high shit.
No.
They got like a hoodie on and they're on their phone, like listening to a podcast. You're like, come on. As I'm on a podcast.
If you're 12, stay your ass home, all right?
Yeah.
You don't want to be there, and I don't want you there.
Yeah. You're fucking moping around like this isn't a great day.
You have headphones in while your parents are talking to you?
Uh-huh.
You're just sneaking.
I feel like those kids are crucial to remember that the older people are too drunk. There needs to be a little judgment
from an adolescent. The kids do reflect on you being drunk.
Yes.
That's true, too.
And that's why we don't want them there.
I have been at a barbecue where a 12-year-old was like, you are drunk.
Yeah. I'm like, how do you know what a drunk person?
You're drunk.
Yeah.
You ask him.
You can't drive.
You
so
think this is drunk? You can't drive ever.
Yeah, who's on a different level now? I'm going to sleep on your parents' couch. I'm still going to drive home later.
I've been that adolescent, and we're on guard because I'm ready for the fight to break out. We got to keep our walls up where we play an important role.
I'm going to barf in the sink you got your first bath in. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? You fucking mope. Get out of here. Go play Fortnite.
Go play Fortnite, dog.
Oh man.
Yeah, dude.
The age range.
The
great
age
pick.
Range.
Yeah, that's a good pick, man.
Thank you. I was nervous about that one.
No,
that's
it,
really
that's great.
Good. That's
tight.
Really good.
Tight.
David, time for your third pick.
My third pick, and this is mostly been in LA when I started having barbecues at the house, kinda.
Yeah.
Is round two.
Yeah.
So like you have the barbecue.
Yeah.
Everybody who was initially in on it was like, hey, we're all gonna meet at 1.
Yeah.
We're gonna start grilling. It's gonna be fun, right? We start, everything goes on at 1. And then around 5 or 6, people start peeling off. I got a show.
Yeah,
my girlfriend got too drunk, X, X, and X. But then you get the round 2 folks who are like, you guys still grilling?
Yeah.
And then they come through, and that's when, because they're coming through with booze. They're not coming through with food anymore.
No.
They're coming, now it turns into a party. Now all of a sudden, people are dancing in the living room. The sun's going down.
I'm
smoking cigarettes way close to the front door.
Someone's fucking the cornhole thing.
Like people are clearly making out, and like, you're like, oh shit, this transitioned to a night.
Yeah. There's an Adam Sandler movie on for some reason.
Yeah. Too loud. Too loud. Too loud.
Mr. Deeds.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's not a good one.
It's not one of the good ones. It's not one of
that's
little
tight.
Mickey on. One dude watching it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's been weirdly talking about little Nicky all day, dropping in. It's like, when are we going to watch little Nicky? You're like, never, dude. We're not watching that again.
Everybody smells like barbecue, like that weird mix of like smoke and like leather.
And now you're using some of the coals for a fire pit, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
keep warm.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, I just like round two barbecues. Or like, yeah, in Colorado, that would be when the fire starts.
Yeah.
And like everybody gathers around.
Sure. That movie we were out in, for Bronger's birthday, he got us like a house up in wine country, and we were up there, we were grilling. Ricky Carmona was playing music. It was fucking, we were drinking, we were having a great time. And then Bronger got in his head. This is a Bronger heavy podcast, but he was just like, we have to watch Warrior.
You're like that.
Shut the party down. We all went inside.
That's a very serious movie.
Very serious movie.
Yeah.
And like it stopped streaming and he got mad and it was just like, dog.
That's hilarious.
You can go watch Warrior, but it was like, we have to go watch Warrior.
You
man.
All willed it to stop streaming just with pure negative energy.
Yeah. You're just throwing tinfoil around in front of like, is this going to fuck up the streaming?
I bit the
rubbing
fucking,
magnets
bit
on
the internet.
You climbed on the roof.
Yeah.
Just shaking shit up there.
Called a bomb threat into whatever their cable provider was.
Oh, man. Round two of a barbecue. And it always, I like barbecues too because they start so early. So, like, even after round two, I'm in bed, like, drunk, stoned at like midnight.
Yeah.
Like, because it was
a long, fruitful day.
Yeah. And, like, at the end of the day, you got to do the cleanup. And that, like, yeah, I just like that a barbecue kind of, there comes a point where it resets itself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like that a lot.
Nope, I agree.
Round two, good pick. Amy, time for your third pick.
Okay, a little nervous about this one. Kind of similar to Sean's. Not something you had a lot of in South Dakota, but I'm going to say black people. You know,
I was okay. Okay, as a joke that I thought to not say, I was going
round
to say.
Two, I was gonna say the round two people are black people, but I didn't want to say it.
You know what? That's when I call the cops if there's none.
Oh,
okay,
right.
If there's no black
right
people.
Right before you said, I was gonna be like, what? Black people? You? That is nuts.
And I feel insulted because I grew up in Portland, Oregon, and you have said also no black people at my barbecues.
You've not been to a good barbecue.
And when
there.
I say Portland, I mean Beaverton, Oregon.
Beaverton.
Listen, you don't have to tell them. You don't have to explain to them. You don't have
I'm
to tell
just saying,
them shit.
I don't know. If there's nobody, I'm concerned. I feel like the food's not as good. I feel like the music is not as good. It's.
I have been to barbecues that are not.
I've been to mostly barbecues that are not. I mean, it is gnarly.
It's a different
it's a controversial.
It's
pick.
A different thing. Hot links go a different way. It's just a, yeah, it's like
the
a
macaroni's
vibe.
Different.
I feel like the two of you should talk about it. I'm going to sit over here.
Ian and I are over here eating cheese
just
sandwiches,
I'm
drinking
just
mayo.
I love and support you guys. I just discuss this.
We just got nice cold milk over here. We're just.
That's a joke, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so uncomfortable. I'm eating potpourri like it's trail mix. You got
so much Greek yogurt in all the salads.
Man.
I got an acai bowl.
Yep.
I don't like weird foods at barbecues. I like the six foods.
Yeah.
I don't need anything. You just gotta have a few basic things, you know?
Yeah, like if somebody went crazy and made I'm not gonna say another.
Yeah, let's
Well, I also thought when you were talking about Chris Riggins, like, zhuzhing up the potato salad from the store. Like, that's a very specific thing.
Yeah.
And you need that commitment.
You gotta have that.
Dude,
he
I
came
love
in hot,
up.
Like he was yelling. Because we were all watching music videos, and he was like...
Thank you. Okay. Yeah.
Was he great. Was yelling in the car on the way over. It came in like that loud.
It's like talking about
you didn't
great.
Just start yelling. Your cords are warmed up. You're in good timber.
Oh, man.
You thought you were going to need to yell when you got there.
Yeah, your
so
voice
you
is in
started.
Fine fettle.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun because even though it's my pick, there's very little I can say. Yeah. So I'm glad you're here.
I would prefer a diverse barbecue as well.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Ages, races, everything. It's
that's
just
the whole point
be...
of the barbecue
yeah.
is talking to somebody weird. Saying.
We all hell come yeah. together.
See, some of the barbecues in Beaverton, you know, there were like white people, and then there were also Mormons, and then like I was there too. You
and
know?
I was
pretty
Jewish.
Diverse. Yeah.
And that's crazy.
Nanpei was there, you know.
Yeah. In Sioux
half
Falls,
Micronesian.
We had people that worked at HSBC call center. We had people that worked at First Premier Bank call center.
Diversity.
We had people that worked at the Wells Fargo call center.
Diversity.
Some people that worked at John Deere.
Celebrating
Boulevard
every
brewing,
color of the rainbow.
You know?
Yeah. Boulevard Brewing? Is that what you said?
Boulevard Brewing. Out of Kansas City. Anyway.
And I just like drinking Remy outside, and that's kind of more of a black thing.
I will.
You want to get in
when
on
are we
going to
start bringing Hypnotic?
Yeah, I can handle
when are we going to start that?
Oh, shit, I forgot we were bringing Hypnotic. This summer's been crazy.
Yeah, it has, really. It really
bringing
has
Hypnotic
been.
Back.
Yeah, there's also other activities that show up. You know, cards, dice,
Bones,
whatever.
Playing Bones is really fun. yelling, yes. yelling domino is good. Yeah. Or just like playing domino with people who don't know how to play dominoes, and they like don't call out their points,
then
or don't yell domino, and then somebody just like screaming at them, teaching somebody to play spades.
Yeah,
just like, yeah, man.
Yes, I like yeah. that. Hell also, yeah. there's like a level of judgment, you know, if there's like... When you guys show
nah,
up, like
this is why you like it. Because like,
yeah.
other white people are getting
back
judged.
To control.
Yes, yes, we need it. It's just like the adolescent thing, you know? You need a reflection of what you're doing wrong. Yeah.
People do go barbecue. Crazy at barbecue sometimes. Like when somebody's like, mom is smoking cigarettes, and you're like, you gotta chill. that specifically happened to me where I'm like, Tammy, I get it. We're at the lake, but like, you cannot go that hard.
You don't smoke, Tammy.
Yeah, exactly. You know Tammy. It's Tammy, yeah. Tammy. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Tammy gets drunk and smokes at the lake, and she smokes crazy. She's like, I love smoking. And I'm like, everybody's right here.
You're going to throw up.
Yeah. You're gonna... And she goes and pees in the lake. Oh, man. Shout out to Tammy. She's never going to listen to this podcast.
Tebow.
I'd say in general, if you have like one kind of person, there's not as much. Yeah, we got to regulate each other's behavior.
True.
Yeah, my mom was real good about doing that at her barbecues because there'd be like weird foreign people and then like people who play music. Like it was just like always a real weird
scene. I
want that.
I want like, yeah, what do fucking people who grew up in Sweden know about barbecue?
What are they cook outside though. You know they cook outside.
What are they bringing? They're bringing something.
Yeah, man.
You know?
I mean, I don't trust the Swedes like that, but Norwegians cook outside.
I would never trust a Swedish person.
God, no.
I think
please.
The only,
I'm not saying that, dude.
Chet's one of the not. Only photos I've seen of your mom, she has a spatula in her hand.
Yeah,
and a shirt
probably...
that says, you don't know me.
Oh, that was at a barbecue.
Yeah.
Novelty
shirt that said, you know, I said, you ain't me on
yeah,
it.
That's
you ain't me?
Yeah, because I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, I've had it online. But she's like, me? Like, I don't know. That was at a Black People barbecue, though, and I ate. Too much potato salad that day.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And I bet it was covered.
Yeah, it was covered. It was they don't that the people we were barbecuing though, it was just like black people, then some Trinidadians, and none of those they don't fuck around
some
when
they don't fuck around with flies in the
yeah,
food.
Yeah. No toboggans though.
No.
Get off my back.
Excellent pick.
Question mark?
Fresh
pick.
Off.
Time for my third and fourth picks, yes, as it is. With my third pick, I'm going to say playlists, although it could be radio too, but whatever. Playlists that include quite a bit of music, maybe exclusively, made before 1996.
Yo, because then you can tell those judgmental teens that yeah. they don't know about
yes. fuck off, you yes. don't know about this.
You weren't there in
while
summer.
While you do a weird sexy dance in front
yeah.
of them.
You yeah, to ghetto superstar?
You don't know Simply Red, all right?
But they oddly do know who Proz is because yeah. it's always bothered everyone.
They love Proz. Yeah. They did a deep dive. I don't want to hear new music at a barbecue. I don't want to be there listening
no.
to, like, you
no,
know, just
no.
to harken back to last week, Dua Lipa, who we've gotten quite into. Shout out
yeah,
to Jill.
Yeah. Yep.
But, like, I don't want to hear, like, hits.
No.
Same thing at a pool. I took myself, you know, to the Ace Hotel in
oh,
the
that's
desert.
Right. Yeah, sure, yeah, yeah.
Just sure. to dry out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Also to soak up some
did
gin.
Not, yeah.
And laying by the pool. And fucking, this bugs me so much. These people brought their own music.
To the pool?
To the pool.
That's so presumptuous.
The pool,
they
bumping out of a Beats pill or whatever.
They play music.
Shut up.
They play music, yeah. They have like a DJ who's playing like...
God, that shit.
They're playing like music made mostly before 1996. Like the kind of shit that fades, you know, fades into the background.
Right.
You know, not intense at all. And then all of a sudden, I'm hearing fucking like, you know, just like new pop music.
And they're over there with like a waterproof...
Music.
Or like house music.
Waterproof Beats pill thrown around the pool. And you're like, just fucking
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Wrecking everything.
I mean, they didn't have it in the pool, but they had it like right next to the pool. And it's just like, don't be that person, man. Like
people do that at my pool, too. It fucking drives me crazy. Yeah,
really? It's insane to me.
Yeah.
I can't. And granted, there were my days where I would have... love to do that.
Yeah.
I just look at people and be like, fuck you, I'm playing my shitty music. Those days are of a bygone era.
Yeah.
Now, I can't imagine playing something where there's other people around.
Let's
and
never
even
have those
close
days. Yeah.
to wrecking any part of their day.
Yeah.
It gives me like goosebumps thinking about that.
But yeah, I want to hear like, fuck, I want to hear like Jackson Brown, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Credence.
Credence,
little
yeah.
bit of Credence.
Credence, yeah. I want to drive to stuff. I want to listen to music at a barbecue that feels like I'm on a long desert highway.
Yeah. Like the Almost Famous soundtrack.
And you're driving the truck.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I'm driving truck. Not even the. I'm driving truck.
Sure.
And the sun starts going down, and then maybe I want to hear like some of that like fucking early Tribe Called Quest coming in there.
God, please.
You know?
You want? You don't want, yeah, nothing new, man.
Yeah.
Just save that shit. I don't want to hear,
I don't
nice
want to hear new music when
barbecue.
I'm hot.
Something that's just comforting, a thing. Yeah.
I don't want to hear new music when I'm hot. It makes me panicked.
Sure.
You know?
I don't want to think about Drake's feelings right now.
No.
Okay?
No. Uh-uh.
I'm hot.
No. I'm hot. Yeah,
I want to think about Rex and Effect and Tag Team.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Snow. Yeah.
Dr. Dre.
Snow?
Yeah.
That was your number two.
Yeah.
Rex and Effect.
Tell me if somebody puts on Informer, you're like, well, this is hilarious. Informer's playing at this barbecue. I think it's
a
funny.
A long version of Rapper's
Summertime,
Delight.
Like,
the long
15
one, yeah.
15 times.
Because we got the time. We're not going anywhere.
Where they get into all the weird shit they did.
Yeah. A little bit of new shoes. I can't wait, you know?
I left my
Portland,
watch at the door.
Oregon's own.
Yes, absolutely. I think I don't know that. I know every band that's ever come out of Portland.
Sure, sure.
I listen to bands I don't even like just because they're from Portland.
I can't wait.
I know.
This next one, my fourth pick,
okay.
Very specific.
All right.
If anyone was going to vote for me, I bet they're about to not.
I got a pretty specific one coming up next, so.
Also, people don't, I feel like people don't really, just want to say something right now to the listeners, all right?
Uh-oh.
Listen, every song needs a bass line, okay? I'm sorry I'm not there doing the fucking crazy guitar riffs. I'm not the lead singer, you know what I mean, doing microphone tricks.
I've been waiting
sometimes
for this.
Sometimes, every song just needs a steady bass line, all right?
And Duke's Carms been in the conversation for years.
Carms is your steady fucking bass line, all right?
Hell yeah.
I'm playing drums and bass at the same
hell
time
yeah.
so
hell
people
yeah.
can sing and do guitar riffs over it.
Hell
so,
yeah.
So vote for me on one of these, you
hell
ungrateful
yeah.
fucking bastards.
Also, we're not that mean to Sean.
Yeah, we're not that mean to Sean.
Sean's mean
Sean's
in real
fine.
Life.
Off mic, dude, Sean makes fun of David and I about our weight, dude.
All the time, dude.
He says shit about our parents.
Dude.
No, that's true. Yeah. Sean's literally the nicest person ever.
Yeah.
Too nice. But
I got like a DM about somebody like, why are you guys over giving Sean shit? What are you talking about?
And then
you
I feel
Sean
like a coward.
About Shane? He started that.
Yeah.
He invented that. I started doing it because of Sean.
Yeah, dude.
We all David often will be like, dude, you're pretty mean to Shane, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Shane's doing a lot better than I am. That's the gauge.
Yeah.
You can
yeah,
be that
Yeah, but you
mean.
Did it when it was
Yeah, come on. I feel like
then,
you did it when you guys
then,
were peas in a pod.
He was a fucking dude who was wearing jeans that looked like you threw a fucking mm-hmm. jean seed at the ground and
he
they grew up
it.
Out and over his legs.
He needed to
like
be bullied.
Like he was rooted in denim. There was one time where he didn't have
fucking
a fucking little pocket.
Motherfucker.
We bullied him into success is yeah. what you're saying.
Well, lucky him. Bully me, goddammit.
Stage
I'll
parents.
Take it.
We're trying, but yeah. I keep getting these DMs.
You're too positive.
Get out of the DMs.
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 That's a different conversation. We're like, yeah, I had to slide out of her DMs.
So, oh, yeah.
Is that my third
slide,
strike?
I've had to slide out of DMs. God, I got swerved so hard on Bumble last week. Oh, my God. Anyway. Hard. Where I was just like, I just got to go to bed. No, I can't.
Yeah.
I wasn't even ready to go to bed, but it was like.
Yeah, you are.
I'm talking
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
right. Fuck.
Yeah, everyone's, it's about that
this
time.
Day has to end so a new yeah. one can begin.
I'm not doing anything else good today.
So this pick is very specific.
I can't wait.
It's just something I love about a barbecue. An ice cold Fresca.
Okay.
So fucking cold. I don't want it in almost any other setting.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's refreshing. It's bubbly. It's grapefruity. It's kind of soda, but it isn't really.
Yeah.
And I just need something. It's basically Drano for all the food I ate. You know what I mean? Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Let's get it further down the digestive system.
Chop it up
system.
A little bit.
I like how specific that is because that. When are you going to walk into the grocery store when you're going to go home right afterwards
yeah.
and be like, you know, I'm going to get some Fresca.
Nobody ever gets
bring
Fresca.
It home,
no. But at barbecues, people might get one of those Costco pallets of soda that just has a grip of different shit in it.
Uh-huh.
You know?
And then you get the Fresca.
Yeah, and then you get the Fresca. You can also pour a little gin into it.
And Fresca's
a little
really?
Vodka.
Oh, yeah, you're going to.
For God's sake, what am I talking
better.
About over here?
My family used to do the squirt, and
squirt
that's very similar.
Too. Yeah.
Squirt's
no.
Fresca's got, Fresca's
listen,
a little.
I know about squirt and vodka. Don't put it up there with squirt and Fresca.
I was a kid. It was just plain squirt.
Oh, yeah.
It was never just plain square.
I started
for you.
Drinking late.
Yeah, right.
I did. I started at 21.
Really?
Yes.
Months.
You mean when you started drinking it yourself instead of having
Jesus
a gum?
Jesus Christ, and that is a sin. Putting vodka in your squirt. Come on.
I didn't know they made squirt without vodka. I thought that shit was like smearing off ice.
Fresca. It is delicious.
No, Fresca is good. Fresca is a good pick.
Fresca, you know, I might get myself a Fresca in Santa Barbara later this evening.
You do
that. I might do that when I'm on the beach.
On the beach.
A right, beach.
Right near the beach.
Life's a beach.
Life is a beach. Life's a garden, bro. Dig it.
Okay.
Joe Dirt.
Yeah, that could have been strike three, but nah. Solid double, dude. Made contact. Ice cold Fresca. Amy, this time for your fourth pick.
Okay, my fourth pick is a little crucial for your pick, and I'm talking about a big ass cooler that also serves as a seat.
Oh,
yeah. Major caveat. Gotta have the kind of dude sitting there who's willing to get up all the time without being a fucking prick
about
it.
Not even willing. Excited.
Yeah.
Excited to get up and be like, you want
something? You need anything?
That man is in that room right now. His name is Sean Jordan.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's just as big of a responsibility as the grill.
You know who's going to give you a hard eye roll? Me. I know that about myself. That's why I try not to sit on coolers. I'm going to hate you for like 3 seconds. It'll be fine again, but I will hate you for 3 seconds.
It's a job, tight. And it's a job of the highest importance. You got to be willing to get up, see who's empty on a drink.
I love when everyone's chilling. I'm like, I'm going to grab a beer. You good? And bringing out like 8 of them from the cooler.
Yeah, maybe you refill the ice even. And you know what? It's a gift to sit on it because a low barbecue lawn chair, that's so hard to get out of. But a nice big cooler, you're getting up and down all day.
I'm not trying to get out of a low lawn chair, you know what I mean? I'm trying to max and then relax.
Set up roots.
Seating in general, and I feel like this falls into what your pick is.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's crucial.
You gotta have good seating.
Those barbecues where there's like 6 of those fold-out chairs and there's 40 people and you're like, nobody read the Facebook invite?
Mm-hmm. There doesn't have to be a chair for every person, but there should be...
No.
About 75%.
Yeah.
Shit out of here. But like half the fucking people need to be able
and
to
if
sit down.
Maybe you have a staircase or something. That's fine. I'll sit on a stair.
I'm not trying to sit on grass because I'm wearing shorts and get like the back of my legs all itchy from the grass.
Well, then they're gonna be wet too because I just peed everywhere in the yard. You know,
there's dogs running around and babies. Yeah. You know,
kids over there peeing.
And I think this cooler probably has some sort of wheels and a handle.
Yeah, it rolls.
It definitely rolls.
I'll tell you, it's got a couple handles. Talking about handle of vodka, handle of whiskey, handle of gin.
Yep.
CV handle.
And you're
in
passing
there.
The shit because you're sitting on the chilled vodka.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know what would be buck is to see what you can play. Like, just get a bottle, like a warm bottle of gin. Be like, let's play pass the shit. See who.
Some hot sake.
That made me nauseous just when you said
warm
it.
Warm gin is that the grossest thing to be warm?
Shots of gin are gnarly.
I don't think you're supposed to do it.
I don't think so.
I love gin. I know. And I would never shoot
maybe
gin.
Maybe like a hot Bailey's is the only thing.
Yeah, hot Bailey's sounds
good. That sounds all right.
Hot Bailey's sounds good.
I was at a bar I was at a bar with you one time. And a bunch of 21-year-olds came in, and we were waiting for drinks. And this kid in front of me he goes to the bartender. He says, "What kind of gins do you have?"
Wow.
And like audibly, I was like, "Jesus Christ! What kind of gins do you have?"
I'm the gin guy, dude. In the circle, like I'm the guy that'll drink any kind of gin, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm known for.
Rocks gin, bro.
You guys need to understand that there are different kinds of gin.
There are.
Some of them are herbals.
Well,
you know,
that is the creepiest liquor to be an aficionado of. If you're a bourbon guy, whatever. I know you. I've lived in Portland, but like I'm the gin guy.
I'm sorry. All right. I'm sorry. I don't think I'm that creepy. I like a gin and tonic.
Yeah.
Hendrick's gin with a little bit of cucumber, not lime, at 6 o'clock. And I'm not going to apologize for that.
That's different, though.
You know what you like.
That's different. Yeah, yeah. That kid was going to do a shot, too.
Yeah, that was
you know what? A good gin and tonic is a great drink to start with for the night. And you can continue drinking them all night, but it's a good one that it tastes fine, you know? Because a lot of alcohol.
That's a Louis Weymouth rule of life,
what?
Inventor of Shiklackity. It's a gin and tonic. He doesn't drink anymore, but like a gin and tonic right around 6, 6:15.
Yeah.
When, you know, the sun might still be out, but it's just like, It's you just pass from the day.
We're all just shaking like, oh, oh my like, God, this sounds tight.
Whenever they interview those old ladies who are 115 and they're like, what's your secret? 5 p.m. I have a gin and tonic.
Those 115 year olds.
And then you take that advice and you're like, drinking's good, but you have 12. And they're like, this lady's been having one for 60 years.
Sure.
She knows about moderation.
Alrighty.
Bless your heart.
G&T.
It might be
time to move on.
Might be time to move
on. Yeah. David, tell me your fourth pick.
My fourth pick is a thing that I like that is not at barbecues. And it feels like it just because hard drugs. I'm glad that people don't do hard drugs at barbecue. Just because I feel
so
like when
drug,
I go.
Like a hard drug free barbecue.
Yeah. Like, because lately I feel like.
That nobody's getting like. Too
hard drugs?
Gonzo.
Yeah, I don't
MDMA?
Like
MDMA?
Yeah, like Molly or like Coke.
I like it because it
or
goes.
Or like ketamine. Or just like, I feel like when I go to bars and shit like that, that's like, there's always that vibe. And it's fine, but that's like a 10 p.m. vibe. At
you
3
sign
o'clock
that contract.
At my house. Yeah,
when
I don't
you go
want
to
that.
A bar, you're like, when you walk in, and this is my theory, when you walk into a bar, that's why I can't get mad at people that are like screaming and shit. Because I'm like, I'm in a bar. I'm in the one place where you can do this. If you're at a barbecue, it's like, yeah, don't do blow, dude. Don't come out.
Yeah,
yes.
Just twitching and like screaming.
Like, we all got to be people.
We're
like,
all it's chilling. A fucking call.
I just
that's a good
I think that's a thing that I like. Even at a barbecue, it's like, okay, yeah, we'll smoke weed, and that's fine.
Right,
but
that doesn't hype anyone up.
Nobody's getting weird going to the bathroom waiting for.
No, you got to be able to have a conversation, man. It's a laid back situation.
Yeah, I like that. There's no drugs.
I'm so torn on this.
Are
do you do hard? Do you do coke at barbecues?
No, not all the time, but specifically once on the 4th of July, I did some Molly, and Ian said this is the only time you've ever been fun.
That's hilarious.
Remember when we were like.
I was also on Molly?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I
remember
mean,
we were dancing.
Not true, but that specific kind of fun.
And singing karaoke.
Yes.
I danced with you
I didn't
on
have
alcohol.
A care in the world.
That's
okay?
A different kind of fun. That was a different. You're fun all the time. I just want to clarify.
Oh,
I
no,
love
I'm
you.
Not.
No,
yes,
but you're
you
kind
goddamn
of fun.
Goddamn are.
Well,
but that's like a different kind of fun. You're a joy to be around all the time.
I'm never carefree, you know?
No,
I wasn't
right.
cleaning up anyone's plates or, like, judging anybody,
right.
Which is my two main activities.
You were cut loose on a different vibe.
Yeah.
It's hard drugs more of a round two thing.
Yeah, even that,
barbecue,
I just
maybe.
Don't want
that
it at
was
the...
Fun.
Yeah, it was half a pill at, like, 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay, I just don't...
Yeah, perfect, yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to judge you. It's
don't
just not
bend your
me.
Rules, dude.
Okay.
It's just not for
well,
me.
Well, the face you're making
you
says you're
making
you're
your own
me.
Draft.
You're making a real judgy face.
Well, you know what? It's the first time I've been on the side against drugs, and it feels...
first time
I'm,
feel like...
I'm exploring the feeling.
Yeah.
It feels weird.
David has a powdered wig on. He's holding a gavel.
I'm wearing Crocs.
He's wearing Crocs.
That I bought for this barbecue.
His shirt just tucked itself in.
Yeah.
It was like an old Peter Gabriel video where it's like everything's going in reverse, even though you know they filmed it the right way.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Jeans on. Team not strong though.
No,
it's a
not
weird
really.
Team
against
team
drugs.
Divided.
Yeah. Team soft.
Team hey. If you're gonna do that, get out of here.
Team
got,
chill out and go to the bar.
Hey, I got fucking kids here. All right,
not here, buddy.
You take your girl.
Yeah.
And you get out of here. Not in my house.
You're the kind of dad that goes, hey, watch your mouth around my fucking kid, all right?
Yeah.
One of those guys.
I almost got to fight in one of those situations.
So, on me?
Yeah.
All
right, so I'm going to pick something pretty specific, but I like bringing a 40 to a barbecue.
Bring a 40.
I still drink 40s, and the thing with a 40 is you don't have to, like...
Share it?
Nobody else wants one. You don't have to share it, but nobody else really... Well,
I want one.
Present company excluded.
Yeah,
I want
one.
Present company excluded. Most
I feel like Marissa might throw down a 40.
Marissa, would you drink a 40?
After hanging out with the likes of us for a couple of years.
You
know what I mean? Yeah, Marissa will drink a fucking 40.
I like... So,
but yeah, the GP won't.
Yeah, a 40, it'll go... It'll go down a lot quicker to barbecue because you're just in a good mood, and I'm like, it doesn't get warm. And for me, a 40 is kind of the perfect amount to get you right about where you're like, whoo, I feel great.
I might drink a 40 this afternoon before I send you off to Santa Barbara.
Uh-oh,
I might not be wearing a shirt.
Uh-oh.
I might be standing in the doorway waving to you and Laura. No shirt, 40 in hand.
Yeah.
I gotta find a barbecue to go to today.
I know. This is crazy.
There's gotta be one floating. We just walk around Echo Park.
Bring a 40. Great pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drink it a 40. And then my fifth pick to round it out. Is going to be.
To round it out, P. Henson.
It's going to be. Hopefully it happens, but if it doesn't happen, the anticipation. But I just the eventual
Ooh,
water
said anticipation,
fight.
Anticipation, like sugar free,
like Sean Connery.
anticipation.
The eventual water fight that I hope takes place.
Really?
Yes. Wow. That's what I want to take place.
Hello.
Yeah,
okay.
A lot of times.
Well, you just lost me.
A lot of times.
Be careful. You might fall on a grill.
It's interesting combined with your age range pick, because now I'm thinking about grandma's titties.
Not everybody has to get
it. Whoa.
The kids.
It's crazy because we're like one mind.
What did you just point at Marissa?
Another name for your tour.
She made the funniest face. She didn't know how my brain went from there to grandma's titties.
Now I'm thinking about grandma's titties, featuring Amy Miller, Chris Charpentier.
This is why you need judgy faces at a barbecue to regulate your behavior.
Yeah, because you're going to be out here talking about grandma's titties.
I'm on Molly.
Yeah, you're on Molly talking about grandma's tits. Amy can't come over anymore. She brought no food, just gin.
Knowing what we know now? Knowing what we know now.
She's upstairs dancing. Nobody's even upstairs.
Yeah, but who's covering up the potato salad every time,
music.
Okay?
It's just,
yeah.
She's just watching fucking...
Why don't you cover up grandma's titties that you just soaked with a water balloon, you perv?
I'm watching Big Daddy. I'm high on Molly.
On Molly, hanging out with grandma.
Oh, man.
Water fight.
Yeah, just like a water... Because the kids, if the kids are going to get, like, water balloons and shit, I can hop in there and I can be 30, whatever I am, 36, you know?
Yeah.
I can just hop in there. I'm not saying I'm going to bomb
wet.
The fucking table with, like, water balloons or anything.
I'm happy that you like it.
I will say that kind of... That kind of energy can get out of hand.
Yes.
I like it.
I remember one day I had to wrestle, like, four dudes
on a
barbecue, and that was...
wrestling.
What?
Wet wrestling.
Like, men.
Yeah.
Because they were like, oh, you wrestle, huh? I used to. And then, like, four dudes I had to best.
Drunk Malloy energy.
Yeah.
Also, you can't. Never mind. I'm not going to say what I was going
to
say.
Is this back to grandma's titties?
Oh, it's even worse.
Say it.
I'm saying if you have a large number of black friends at your barbecue,
yeah,
you
can't
be
throwing water on people.
Spraying a hose everywhere.
I'm just saying,
yo, that would go so bad. It would go so bad.
It's very rude.
That's like you doing the splits at football practice. You thought it was a good idea that was going to impress everybody? Going to get your ass beat. Probably.
My same energy that doesn't want to get off the cooler is the energy that is going to...
That doesn't want to get wet?
Yeah.
I'm thinking,
someone else's terms. I want to get wet on my terms.
Oh, yeah.
In a car with Denzel Washington.
No, I've been known to hit that point probably right after the 40 where I'm like, yeah, let's fucking do whatever gets done. And that's why I hope a water fight breaks out. I'm not the one that starts it, but I'll definitely finish it.
I feel like you're saying water fight, but you kind of mean real fight.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, I read the room.
We'll get you a slip and slide. We'll put it in the corner.
You can just do it with the kids.
I'm the only one on the slip and slide.
The kids will be doing it.
By the way, somebody should pick that if it's not in the next three.
I'm not going to do that. But
David, is some of your final pick?
My final pick, once again, this is for my barbecue, is the weird leftovers I have for 4 days.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I don't even want to eat any more of these cold hot dogs. They're not even good hot dogs. They're just bar-ass.
Yeah.
Well, you're putting hot dogs in a hamburger bun. You're going
You're doing weird shit. Yeah.
Wildin'. Because the first thing that goes is the hamburger buns. Then I'm putting hamburgers in hot dog buns.
Yeah.
I'm putting cheese on top. That potato salad's going slathered. Base coat on everything I ate.
Everything.
Yep.
Toast.
Yeah.
Chick. Everything I ate for the next 3 days.
Out of a bear hand.
Yeah, out of a bear hand.
Literally a bear's hand.
Three bites of fruit salad at 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah. And that weird liquid at the bottom where it's like, yeah.
Just that state of mind where you're like, I'm walking by the fridge. I might as well take a bite. It's in there.
Yeah, you're like, we got to get rid of these anyway.
Yeah, it's going bad.
Yeah, like I got all this bratwurst. I have to eat it.
Weird leftovers. Excellent pick. Amy, your final pick?
My final pick, and I want to leave it open for interpretation, has come up a couple times, but I'm just saying buns.
Buns.
Sure.
Yeah.
Buns are out.
Buns.
Okay.
Rex
buns.
And effect.
Suns out, guns out, buns
are toasted. Yeah. All right.
I was just thinking about this the other day. I like it when I'm like on the street and people are wearing less clothing.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, it's the best.
It's just like I like it when people are kind of wet.
Yeah.
I like it when people are sticky.
Well, I like summer, bro.
I don't calm down.
Like the Feel Me Flow video. Just wet and sticky. Everybody's fucking barely any clothes on. Well, the Donnie by Nature cut.
I do like, it's fun. Dudes, girls, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or non-binary people, whatever the fuck. I love it.
Like that Tommy Lee song you're always playing at the house. Get naked.
Yeah.
That one?
Come on, baby, take it off. Right.
This is also even, you know, at your barbecue, Sean, maybe there's a baby running through a sprinkler. He's got no diaper on. Thumbs are out, okay? Also, a nice roll for, you know, the barbecue pulled pork, okay? Sure. All kinds of buns.
All kinds of buns. Oh,
hot dog buns, hamburger buns, human buns.
Baby Bun B is there.
Yeah, Bun B is there. He's got his politics hat on. Yeah.
If I do everything that I want to do, he will be there.
Bun B's going to be there.
One thing, if I do everything right.
And you're going to have to tell Sean not to spray him with the hose.
I feel so confident that you will one day be at a barbecue at Bun B.
Yeah.
I would bet a lot of money on it.
It's a Bun BBQ.
I'm tearing up right now.
I really,
even a sweet bun maybe shows up.
I think it might happen in the next 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, like a South Dakota wedding burger?
Yeah.
Yakzilla.
Yeah.
Just in the interest of time, we're going to move it along.
Sure.
I'm going to make my final pick.
Yak yak.
And I'm going to make my final pick is it's something I always end up regretting, but when I'm doing it, I love it. And it's eating one last hot dog without a bun.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you're super full,
yeah.
But you just see them on that plate, and you're like,
yeah.
What am I going to do?
That looks pretty good.
You might even break it in half in your hand, like, I'm not going to eat this other half. You do.
Yeah, you do.
You give one little chunk to a dog that's running around.
Yeah, toss it. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like, hey, is it cool if I give?
I have like a quarter of a hot
dog. Even say the excuse to yourself. I'm not even going to eat. Like, as you're doing it, you're like, I'm not eating.
You say it to no one. Yeah, I'm not eating this whole hot dog.
And I know you just had that Fresca to clear a little room out.
Yeah,
in the tum-tum.
That's why I had the Fresca.
Yeah.
And I'm like feeling better. I'm like, ooh, okay, yeah, now I feel good. Let's ruin it immediately.
Yeah. I'm cramming dogs at a steady pace.
Hell yeah.
Like 2 an hour every hour.
Dude, it's a high hot dog intake.
Yeah.
Oof. Beef, pork, whatever's in there.
Got my nitrates up.
Gotta get those traits up.
Oh, it smells
maybe
bacon.
The buns are gone and you just cut it in half, put a little sauerkraut on there.
Oh, shit.
Nobody
the
said
hot
sauerkraut.
Dog is the bun.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
The
oh, yeah,
hot dog,
man,
folks.
I'm different
is
now.
The bun.
Yo, bruv. That's
I am
mental.
Too.
That's you mental, just, bruv. In it.
You just. A schism happened in my brain when you said that.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Shit. That's why you listen all the way through, folks.
Yeah, there it is.
For the schisms.
For the schisms.
For the schisms.
Excellent draft all around. Just to recap, Sean, you went first. You took cornhole, grilled vegetables, the age range, bringing a 40, and water fights.
Yeah. And water fights.
This is the funnest.
David,
barbecue.
You went second. You took pork.
You got pork.
All
working the grill. Round two, no hard drugs and weird leftovers.
Yeah.
Amy, you went third. You took potato salad, novelty aprons, black people.
Sounds weird.
Big ass cooler that also serves as a seat and buns.
That's dope.
I went last and took simple, perfect cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Pass the shit, if you will. Playlists that include quite a bit of music from before 1996, an ice cold Fresca, and then eating one last hot dog, sans bun, even though you're full of shit.
And the hot dog is.
Is the bun,
dope.
Folks.
Yeah.
Bun.
Yep.
The hot dog is coming from inside the bun.
Oh, dog.
Yeah.
Right in there. I didn't leave anything on the board, really.
The only thing I left on the board is outside lights.
Outside lights. Oh,
damn,
dude, that's a good one.
Yeah. Lights.
That's a really good one.
I love the watermelon triangles.
Yeah, those are good. Surreptitious marijuana. This isn't like a family one where you sneak off and like somebody's got like a one hitter or something.
Oh, yeah.
And you come back and you just got like.
Yeah, no, that's great. Right. That's like
just a level.
We're going to go to the car real quick.
Yeah. Not open.
All the grown ups are like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to go to the car before I got married to this bitch.
Yeah.
Flirting.
Flirting.
Oh. Of all ages.
Yeah, and it's hot out.
Yeah.
You know? Skewers.
Skewers. Fucking food on skewers.
And also, I think this falls under Chris Riggins, but the guy who brings outside food.
Churching up.
That people don't necessarily eat at 1, at 7, they're going into the KFC
Sometimes
bucket.
People,
yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah.
Excellent draft all around. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of you. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to super producer Marissa. Shout out to St. Sue Carmel. Shout out to St. Kelly Jordan.
Oh, shout out.
Shout out to St. What's your mom's name again?
Sarah.
St. Sarah.
With an H.
With an H, dude.
Hell yeah. Shout out to
Mickey Miller.
Yeah.
Did you say Vicky Miller?
Mickey.
Oh, Mickey Miller. Shout out to St. Mickey Miller.
Shout out to Sparks and Rachel.
Yeah.
From Arturo. Congratulations on the wedding.
Mazel, mazel.
I hope your wife knows she got a player for life, and that's her bullshit. To quote Tupac, shout out to Tupac, the late. Shout out to Luke DeMamio. I hope I'm saying that right. You're dope. Everybody, man. Thanks for those emails.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Luke DeMamio.
Keep sending all the emails. Keep sending all the messages to Instagram and
shout
everything.
Shout out to the AFE subreddit. Shout out to the subreddit. Yeah, we want to hear your picks on Twitter, Instagram, on the subreddit, everywhere you can communicate it with us. At All Fantasy Pod on Twitter, at allfantasypodcast@gmail.com. We're going to do a mailbag soon, bro.
Hell yeah, bro.
Shout out to Frankie Ocean.
Shout out to the new kinds of Ritz that are out.
Shout out to the new kinds of Ritz.
Flavored Ritz. Bro.
Grandma's Titties.
Shout out to Grandma's Titties. Shout out to Warm Mornings.
Oh, dude.
Shout out to Shane Torres's disembodied ponytail, dude. And more important than all of that, folks, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Grandma's Titties.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.